It's time for Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. Benedict and Raven football is brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown Napa dealer. Don't forget, you can listen to today's broadcast free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store, and you can also stream today's game free online at mscsports.net.
Place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
You're listening to Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. The Amberwell Health pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring head Raven football coach Joel Osborne starts right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Getting ready for Raven football today, and joining us, Joel Osborne, head coach of the Ravens. Coach, again, I love starting these out with congratulations. It was another really good outing for your team at home last week.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Tom. We got off to a little bit of a rough start there and had a turnover and a turnover on downs, and defense got put in a tough spot. And, you know, so we're down 10-0 right away. But really, our guys, nobody panicked. Everybody stayed together. Stayed composed, and then after that, we got to playing really good football. So, I was really proud of our guys for that.
Okay, getting down 10-0 is in nobody's game plan, so it's not like you designed that, but yet it was kind of good to be able to see your team faced with an adversity that they haven't seen, and how they handled it and how well they did.
Yeah, I thought they did a nice job. I mean, we got that offensive drive with the explosive play to Titan. And, that got us on the board, and then defense got a nice stop, and then we had another nice drive. And, so I was really proud of our guys for that. I thought overall, Prue's offense is much improved. I knew that going into the game. We knew their quarterback was a good player, and he had really good skill around him. And so, you know, we would have liked to keep some more points off the board there, but, you know, I was really proud of our guys. And then offensively, I just thought we had probably our best game after those two drives, you know. So when you score 10 touchdowns and you involve so many people, we had a lot of guys catch the ball and we had a lot of guys rush the ball. And so that was really good to see. And I thought our O-line played really well.
Yeah, we're finding the depth of this team. And you've been able to get in front a little bit to be able to exercise, you know, that depth a little bit and get some of those guys some real good practical game time. And also, I'm going to throw right out there while I'm talking at it to you. You talked about running the ball. I mean, what, 5 running, 5 passing touchdowns? I mean, the balance is really, really good.
Yeah, it was. And we were able to finish the game with our 2s. So our offensive backups were able to score on a long drive against their 1 defense. And then our backup defense was able to stop their 1 offense. And that was really good to see us finish the game, because we haven't done that now for – it had been a couple games in a row we hadn't finished when we put our backups out there. So I was proud of those guys, and it's good to see the improvement.
All right, so now it's a matter of loading up the old bus and trip up to St. Louis, where good news for Benedictine is a lot of Raven fans and a lot of Raven alumni over here, and you're going to have a lot of people coming to support your club here on the road today.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We've got a great history of great Ravens, started with Coach Wilcox, and, you look over the years, so many good players that have came from St. Louis. And then there's the great support that we have, the golf tournament every spring. We've got players on our roster right now, specifically like Tyler Watson, Chase Zuharski come to mind. Those guys are from there, and Chase's mom actually is doing a huge tailgate before the game at CBC High School. That's going to coincide with Benedictine College. So we're going to have a good crowd. It's really exciting. The support is there for sure. And, you know, Missouri Baptist is a dangerous team because you look at, you can't really look at their record. Right now, all you can say is, okay, in the Hart South, they're 0-1 with a loss to a number 24 ranked MNU by 2 points, which they had a chance to win the game. So for them, if they can come out and beat us, that's going to not only probably kickstart their season, but it gives them a chance to win a conference championship. So we know there's a lot on the line for this game.
Yeah, for Missouri Baptist, they've got to be feeling really stung because, help me out, I'm sure you've reviewed the films. They could have, probably should have won that game last week.
There's no doubt. There was a lot of plays there that could have been had on either side of the ball, and they just fell 2 points short to a really good MNU team. We know with Missouri Baptist, this is our fourth Division I quarterback that we're playing in six games. You know, the thing about this young man, I'm trying to read his name here, Jacob Jones from South Alabama, is he can not only do it with his arm, he can do it with his legs. And so, he's very athletic, one of the best pure runners that we've seen all season. He leads their team in rushing right now with over 250 yards and four touchdowns, and he's got a really good arm. So, and they've got some good weapons around him, another good running back, a Division II transfer, and then some really good receivers.
What are we going to see them do? I mean, what does this team do for you?
They're going to spread the ball around the field. You know, they're going to attack space. And then defensively, they're pretty young. They're going to be cover four base. They'll mix in some man coverage. It just depends. Last week they were a three-man front. The week before that they were a four-man front. So, you know, I don't know if there's maybe some injuries that have occurred for them as to why they did that last week, but we'll have to be prepared for both scenarios up front.
And it's kind of cool to be finally getting into the conference part of the season. And I'm going to tell you, Gus and I talk about it, I'm not used to yet the mixing of the divisional play. We were used to you play non-division, you have the bye, then you play division games, and I don't know why they changed it, but it's kind of hard to get used to for me.
Yeah, well, the reason why, Tom, is now our conference is imbalanced. We have so many teams, and so then the schedule is such that you can't do all the conference games after the bye because you have six divisional games instead of five. And so, you know, that's the reason why one of those games is going to be before the bye. You know, it can sneak up on you because if you're a traditional person like yourself or me, then you're thinking that conference is after the bye. So, you know, explain to the team this week that, you know, this is our first step to win an outright conference championship, and we just got to go take care of business and then handle the trip and enjoy it.
Okay, now with next week, and Raven fans, we all have a week off kind of next week. You don't really get a week off ever, but there's no game next Saturday. No. Do you approach this game differently, or will you be approaching next week's game differently with no game next week?
No, you approach this week's game the same, and then next week what we do is we focus on us. We only practice twice, which doesn't seem like a lot, but the kids do need some downtime, and so do the coaches. And so we'll practice twice, and that'll be on Wednesday and Thursday. The nice thing is on Sunday after the game, we won't have to bring the kids in, and we'll give everybody a day off on Sunday. And then we'll go Monday, watch film. Tuesday will be another day off, just like we normally do, and then it'll be like our normal Monday. And then we'll practice Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday the kids will have practice off, and then Saturday everybody will have the full day off. And then Sunday we'll get into our game week where we'll bring guys in and do a quick workout. Actually, on Sunday the 12th, we're going to have our last JV game at Missouri Valley. So that's at 4 p.m. So we're looking forward to that. And then we'll get ready for Central Methodist the next day.
Coach, we appreciate the time, man. Best of luck over here in St. Louis today.
Thank you very much, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show, your home for Benedict and Raven football here on CARE Radio. The Emberwell Health pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game coming up next.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we're getting set for Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. Let's start on the defensive side today. I think you've got to slow down quarterback Jacob Jones. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards this season, but where he can really hurt you is with his legs. He's the leading rusher this season for this Missouri Baptist team. Keep him from running the football, and you're going to slow down this Missouri Baptist team. They want to run the football with the quarterback. Flip it over to the offensive side. This is a Missouri Baptist team who doesn't take the ball away much. Only 4 interceptions so far through the first 4 games. They're a team you can stretch the field on. They're not going to take many risks. I think the Ravens can really take the top off of this team and throw the ball all around the yard. Slow down the quarterback. Throw the ball deep. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Keys to the Game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell pregame show here on Hot Country 93.7, home of Benedictine Ravens football. We now go live to the stadium for Raven football, where Tom and Gus Cows are standing by for live play-by-play and in-game analysis right here on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network.
AAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
The Amberwell Community Health Fair is back. Saturday, October 11th, from 8 a.m. to noon at the Atchison Elementary School. This event is free and open to everyone and makes a great family day. You won't want to miss the activities, games, and giveaways. See a vehicle extraction demonstration. You can test your surgical skills on a pumpkin, take a hearing test, check your blood sugar, and more. Over 50 community organizations come together each year to make this event possible. It's the perfect opportunity to connect with local resources right here in Atchison. So, bring the kids, invite your friends, and make plans to join us Saturday, October 11th, from 8 a.m. to noon at the Atchison Elementary School. It's the Amberwell Community Health Fair, Saturday, October 11th, again from 8 to noon at the Atchison Elementary School.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven Sports Boosters.
And with that, we welcome you to St. Louis, Missouri, where this afternoon the Benedictine Ravens flip the calendar, begin October play as the number 3 team in the nation. And the Ravens, for the second time in history, are being hosted by the Missouri Baptist Spartans. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back at the Care Sports Studio, and Gus Couch with me to my left, Tom Couch. And Gus, here's the thing. From where we're perched here today, if we can't see it, it didn't happen.
Down there, we are perched high above the stadium, and I don't know, I think they call it the Nest. And it is a fantastic spot to watch the game this afternoon. Should be a fun one between Benedictine and Missouri Baptist. Only the second time we've ever been here, but first time, pretty friendly.
Yep. Great accommodation. It's a good place to watch a ball game from. And today's game is going to be extremely interesting because you got Benedictine, who's been playing. I mean, let's be kind of, they're playing well. They're playing good football, number 3 in the nation. And you got a Missouri Baptist team that is very capable of winning ball games, particularly here at home and under perfect weather. It should be a great, great one.
Yep, 81 degrees here in St. Louis this afternoon. Feels like 83. Wind out of the south at 9 miles per hour, 52% humidity. And we're sitting at 30.10 inches of mercury right now. Doesn't really matter, but sunset, 6:39.
Yeah, we won't be home by then. Yeah, here's the thing. The official, the white hat, umpire, if you will, has thrown that coin higher than any official we've seen in maybe the last couple of years. But the flip of the coin was won by Benedictine, who has elected to defer to the second half. So the Spartans will be bringing their kick return unit out on the field, and we're getting set to begin things here this afternoon. For the Spartans, 12th season head coach Jason Buryak. He is a Colorado alum. I don't know if he knows Prime, but, you know, he probably contributed to the program. and his career record is 31-87. And he has been here for a long time.
This is a program that just started football back in 14.
Yeah, Benedictine under head coach Joe Osborne, and now his fifth season. His career record, 42-13, is pretty sterling, okay, after 4 years in. Ravens are going to be kicking it away. And for Benedictine, Christian Klobe, he has been absolutely outstanding. I guess you mentioned the 81 degrees, but we have to maybe help the listeners understand that the wind here today is brisk, okay? Not gale force, but certainly very strong. The flags are perpendicular to the poles, and it is going to be at the back of Benedictine as it blows from one end of the field to the other, back of the Ravens in the first quarter. Probably getting set to put a toe to the football. You got a duel of return guys back deep for Missouri Valley with Calvin Griffin and Cordian Johnson. They'll settle in around their own 5-yard line. We're set to go. Hope you enjoy college football on a Saturday afternoon here on Care Radio in the Advance. The kick is away, and it will be taken at the goal line. Here comes Griffin up the middle, crossing to 20, spun down to the 24-yard line. Nice one-on-one tackle by Isaac Lopez.
Isaac Lopez is in there on the stop from Jeff City Mo. And for Missouri Baptist, they're going to be short of the 25. Mark it down at the 24 where the Spartans will start their first offensive possession today.
Missouri Baptist 1-3 on the season. 0-1 of the Conference of South Division coming back Saturday here today. And they're coming off a loss last week, a heartbreaking loss. A game probably they feel like they should have won 41-39 at Mid-America. Quarterback is going to take the snap, a very delayed handoff, and straight ahead running for a big yardage across the 30, giving him about 6 yards on the carry. That was a quick hitter, and Isaiah Haston makes the BC tackle on Calvin Griffin, and that's Calvin is the best thing this team has for their running game.
Yeah, for their running game, their quarterback runs the ball fairly effectively, but do you remember back to 2 years ago when we were here, we saw Missouri Baptist do the same thing. They came out and ran the ball early on.
Second down call, second down three. Quarterback going to keep it around to the right side, turning it upfield, picking up a first down across the 35. Up to the 36, maybe the 37-yard line. Quarterback Jacob Jones is going to keep it himself. And does the transfer from South Alabama University, very capable ball carrier. And he has already thrown for 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns and rushed for 250 more this season.
Yeah, they require him to, you know, account for all of the offensive yards.
He's back to throw. First pass is going to be batted away, and there's a penalty marker. They're going to call an interference by Abram.
I think we're going to get maybe a hold.
The pass over into the left flat. Abram Phillips was providing coverage. He reached around the intended receiver, but let's get this call.
Holding, number 66, 10-yard penalty, repeat second down.
That's got to be on the Spartan center, Eli Kraft, as he tries to hang on to Benedictine's Kevin Harris. Kraft's the big guy in 6'4", a sophomore, will go in 280 pounds. And up against the Ravens, 6'1", 285 senior Kevin Harris. That's a matchup for the day.
Kevin Harris is a guy this season been just a stud in the middle, just holding down the middle. He's also a guy who probably would like to play the last game of the season in his backyard.
First down at 20, the pass over into the flat. Nice blocking downfield, and it's going to be advanced to the 35-yard line. Getting about 8 on that carry, Nehemiah Hicks with the Benedictine tackle. And Gus, that was a nice job by the wide receiver out here on the edge to give the guy who caught the ball some room to run.
Is it just me, or silver numbers on Navy jerseys,
really hard,
like big, thick numbers, are hard to read?
They are for me. Second down, and it does it from the 35. Handoff, tailback, hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to be dropped. Shooting in there, Abram Phillips.
Saw Abram's parents walking into the ball game earlier, big smile on their face, going to keep it there with a big tackle. Give him a TFL up to 3.5 on the season for Abram Phillips, the senior out of Olathe North.
Now Lionel Banks has made that carry. He's going to come off the field. He got to his feet a little bit slowly. Coach Buryak is going to run a different guy in the backfield for him. That's going to be Calvin back in. We've already seen Calvin Griffin run the ball once. He's out of Kansas City, Missouri. Griffin, a smaller running back, None of them are big. 5'7", 8", and 9, the three running backs were. Missouri Baptist, QB's back to throw, third down long. He's going to run with it. Steps to the left side now. Throws late, got a man wide open, and it is caught at the 35-yard line. The Ravens give up a big pass play, and on third and long, the Spartans cash in.
Yeah, that time they were able to sling the ball to Calvin Griffin out of the backfield. He got loose. Excuse me. It's going to be Zay Jones on that far sideline. Struggling with these numbers a little bit. But he did a nice job of just wiggling free the quarterback, Jacob Jones. He just kind of delayed long enough, got himself open for a big pass down the field.
Yeah, and the trick here was the quarterback had lots of time to get rid of that football. First and 10 in Raymond territory for Missouri Baptist. Motion's going to go to the left side, then back to the right. Quarterback ball handoff, wraparound handoff, starting left, starting right, going back to the left, looking for room, dancing for room, hit in the backfield, gets away from the first, but not the second and third defenders. I'm going to tell you what, Calvin, he's got to be exhausted. He ran a lot and got nowhere.
He moved, he shook, he jumped, and everywhere he went, there was nowhere to go. And finally, Xavier Hernandez and Dylan Bennett combined on the stop right there for the Ravens. Telling you, a lot of running. They're going to net him two. Let's call it second and 8 right now for Missouri Baptist.
Jacob Jones is going to be operating out of the pistol, and Calvin Griffin on his left hand. Motion will go to the right side. That's the wide side of the field where they'll have trip receivers. QB straight back. Three-step drop. Looking over the middle. Now he's going to run with it. He's got room. Rolls right. Gets across the 30. Cuts it upfield to the 25 and ushered out of bounds along the near side by Isaiah Hainston. And Gus, I'm going to be honest. Jacob Jones, I came into the game feeling like he was going to be a running quarterback. He's had several opportunities to run and has not really elected to do that.
Yeah, I don't think he's a running quarterback, but I think he's effective when he needs to, and the play finally breaks down enough that he has to run. He's a very capable runner.
Makes it a third down, and very short third down one. QB's got Banks back in the backfield, who will take the handoff. Jarred outside. He's going to turn the corner. He's going to pick up the first down as he's ridden out of bounds along the near side. For Benedictine by Trey Williams, but it's enough for a first down. They'll move the sixth. First and 10 for Missouri Baptist.
This is a great opening drive for Missouri Baptist. They're taking some time off the clock. They're picking up first downs. They've got this thing all the way down to the 22-yard line. And the Ravens are going to freshen up the front. They're going to bring in four new defensive linemen on this first and 10.
And for the Spartans, it is first down. Handoff into the middle of the line, and it's not a lot for Banks in there this time as he gets submarined and dropped very, very quickly.
Peyton Job in there for the Ravens to make the stop.
Spartans going from left to right across your dial here in this opening quarter. They're out there in navy blue jerseys and helmets with silver gray pants, lettering, and trim. Benedictine, the white jerseys, but black helmets, black pants, red lettering, and trim. Second down, 10 call at the Benedictine 22-yard line. Trips will go now to the left side. And the quarterback back to throw again. Fires one, batted, but caught in the backfield at the 25-20. Down to the 15, down to the 10. First and goal, Missouri Baptist. MBU with a nice catch and a nice run. Vance the stick. It's going to be Jared Stewart with the catch. He's a hometown guy. Last week, three catches, 73 big yards.
Yeah, and they list him as a running back, probably more of a receiver. Last week, carried the ball one time, negative 1 yard, but three receptions for 73 yards. Explosive little play out of the backfield.
First and goal from the 9-yard line. Missouri Baptist quarterback is back to throw. Still all the time in the world. Now he's going to roll. He's going to run. He's going to get to the end zone. Touchdown, Spartans. And much like last week, Gus, Benedictine has given its opponent a touchdown on their first possession.
This is starting to become a little bit of a theme for this Raven defense. Is maybe that first possession, they've come out, they've given up a lot of points in the first possessions of the ball game, but then they seem to kind of tighten things up, but that time Missouri Baptist made it look easy going down the field and knocking that one in.
Ian Soner is going to be your kicker, 6 foot, 185 pounder. Looking to cap off that 11 play, 75 yard drive that took just under 6 minutes. The placement is good. The kick is airborne, and Soner remains perfect on the season. He's now 14 of 14. We got a timeout of the field at 9:01 to go in the opening quarter. It is Missouri Baptist 7. Benedictine's offense coming up.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Well, Benedictine getting set to put his return unit out of the field and hoping to get what is a huge Raven throng of fans. I mean, there is a big Benedictine contingent here today. Looking to give him something to cheer about. The return guys, Gus, are not set up very deep for BC. You're going to have Zaman Hernandez and JJ back there. Taking his time, eyeing it up. Ian Zoner's kickoff is away, and it is going to be taken by Hernandez at the 8-yard line. Samar slides right to the 20, bounces off of the 25, and is going to be pulled down across the 30 at the 31-yard line. Hernandez with a return. Here comes the Raven offense. Benedictine being quartered back by the 6'1", 200-pound senior from Lawrence, Kansas. It's Jackson Dooley, who last week, Gus, had a pretty good game, 359 yards, passing the ball, 4 touchdowns on the day. First and 10 Ravens at their own 31-yard line. Here comes Benedictine. With an ice, a little single running back set up behind him, that's going to be Xavier Ugorji. You got Jackson looking over at his coaching staff to his right, the far side of the field. They're going to bring TZ, and now they're going to bring LeBron back over into the left side. LeBron didn't play last week, but he's well here today. Here's a handoff to Gorgie, 30, 35, 40. He's going to pick up 9.
Quick, easy run right there. Justin Lane comes up and makes the tackle on the play. Lane's a freshman for this team, 15 tackles already this season, most of those in the last 2 games. Raymond's going to work with a little momentum here.
You'll get more vanilla for the first play of the ball game than that one was. Just handoff and go into the left side. This time it's handoff, go into the right side. He's at the 45, 50, cross midfield, down to the 48-yard line. 2 carries. Xavier Ugorji goes 20 yards. Ravens are really looking to establish that run game, which will only complement Dooley's passing to that great group of receivers. First and 10 BC at the 48. Ugorji into the middle, slips. I think he just lost his footing and he cut into the middle, guys, and he fell awkwardly, but
there we go.
He's up.
You just always worry when a player kind of goes down like that. Now, understand that this field is weathered, right? I mean, it is a very used field, probably getting close to being replaced, I would hope, soon. But, you know, it's a field that, again, is kind of more that fast track than it's going to be more that grass type.
Ugorji's out. J.J. Jackson into the ball game for B.C. on a second down 5 call. QB back to throw. Dooley looking, throwing deep. Wants the home run and overshoots Joseph Lagapuliana. And the wind, does you think that helped it?
Yeah, 9-mile-per-hour wind right behind him, and he just sailed that fast. Understand why Benedictine ran the ball on the first handful of plays of this ball game. It's because right now you're seeing the Missouri Baptist safeties. They are not worried about the run. They are worried about getting beat deep. So as soon as the ball is snapped, they are stepping back instead of just analyzing play or maybe even playing forward. They are dropping on the snap.
And Benedictine is bringing Isaiah Haston into the game on a third down call. Third down for the Ravens. Back to throw is Dooley. Looking left, throwing left, and it's going to be caught and then dropped. And Haston had it, but a big defensive play by Jalen Williamson.
And that thing is going to be knocked away incomplete. So for the Ravens, they're going to be set up to punt the ball away. And you go back, how about this? Last week, punted only once against Peru State, and that wasn't until the second half.
So the Spartans are going to get the football back as Benedictine picks up a first down. And now is going to be forced to punt it back. Return man Calvin Griffin standing at his own 17-yard line for Missouri Baptist. Benedictine has Scotty Robertson booting it away. The wind is going to help it. It's high. It's hanging. Got to keep it out of the end zone. No. It got close. It hit the ground of the one and quickly bounced in.
Blake Dapkus was down there on coverage, and I think he was trying to catch it, and then he decided he was going to slap it. And when it was all said and done, the ball just kind of shoots into the end zone for a touchback. For Scotty Robertson, that is going to be his second touchback of the season.
Most notably here this afternoon with the weather, guys, it feels very warm, okay, and it feels very windy. It does not feel like, you know, fall festival October kind of weather, you know. So, and you can be very sure that while it's affecting them a little bit now, it is going to be affecting this team, the weather is, and the heat and the temperatures, all of that. It's going to be affecting them even more as the day wears along.
What day do you start hydrating?
Monday, yeah. Sunday. Here we go with the Spartans with 7:17 to go in the opening quarter, leading at 7-0. Are back on either side of Jacob Jones. He will hand off, and now the ball is on the ground, rolling around, and that was a poor decision that was very fortuitous bounce.
We're starting.
Jones tried to get it over to Banks, and Banks couldn't handle it, but it bounced out of bounds.
We're starting to see more teams run that play. It's kind of like a double option. Like, you hand it off to the first guy, and he runs out option look to the other side, and you can either keep or pitch. And that time you pitched it a little late. It was a little high. It was a little behind, and that was a tough play to come up with. A loss of 5 on the play will bring up 2nd and 15.
So that's kind of an RPO with a run pitch option by a guy who's not used to making a read, right?
Right.
Here we go on the 2nd down call. Quarterback back, hands off. They'll sweep to the right side. Needing to block. It does not arrive. He'll get up near the 20-yard line. Picking up a handful of yards, but it'll bring up a 3rd down and 10 for Lionel Banks. And how about Zach Lacombe? He's been so good in that middle of the Raven defense.
Yeah, Zach Lacombe, 27 tackles coming into today's game. Last year against Missouri Baptist from that middle linebacker spot, did have an interception. Looking for his first one of the season this year.
So Banks is going to be in the backfield wearing the bright pink shoes behind quarterback Jacob Jones. 3 receivers left, 1 receiver to the right side. It's a 3rd down, 9 call for the Spartans. QB short drop, looks left, steps up. He's got all day. Now flushed out of pocket, and they're after him. Kevin Harris is chasing him. Quarterback is going to get away. Now he's going to roll to the left side. He's decided to run. He's going to elude the first guy, not the rest of them. He's bumped out of bounds after running a long way. Does not get a 1st down. Raven kick return unit comes in. Because that was ugly. Just ugly play.
Yeah.
He was running for his life. He did everything he could, but how good was the coverage downfield to give him nowhere to go?
Yeah, the coverage downfield was really sticky, and so it was tough for him to find anybody open. But that's a veteran play right there by Jacob Jones to not force the ball into a bad position. He just held on to it, runs it forward, picks up, 8 of the 10 needed.
Here comes the 4th down call. The snap is back, and the punt is delivered. It is low line drive, and Raven return guy is just going to get away from it. It'll bounce out of bounds at the Raven 20-yard line. Bagapuyana was in for the return, but it never came close to him as it'll tumble out of bounds, and the Ravens will begin their 2nd possession at their own 40-yard line, treading at 7-0 at 5:11 to go in the opening quarter here in St. Louis, Missouri.
The Ravens will put their offense back out on the field as their last drive, 21 yards of total offense, and that was the 2 runs by Xavier Ugorji. Turn around and saw Jackson Dooley go 0-for-2 passing on the first drive.
So, with that in mind, PC is going to go wide to the right side. And they got Tyler Watson over there. And here's a pass left. And say what, guys, the pressure was pretty good. Jackson rushes it. LeBron Jackson, the intended receiver. And Benedictine is 0-for-3 throwing the football.
Dustin Lane over there in coverage for Missouri Baptist. And right now, Missouri Baptist throwing some looks at Benedictine, and right now the Ravens look a little confused with how to counter this.
Bagapuyana is going to go wide to the left side, and LeBron will fill a slot left. Single man wide to the right, and now he's going to come in motion into the middle of the field. That's going to be LeBron. Hand off Ugorji. Goes right. Follows the block. Gets up to the 45, 46, right away, maybe 47-yard line. It'll be short of the 1st down, leaving a 3rd down and short.
That time, Nick Stempy makes the stop on the play. Nick, a 6'1" senior out of St. Louis.
4:44 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens with only their 2nd possession this afternoon. first one was stymied when they got to midfield. And now for BC, you're going to have Tanner Zimmerman sitting up on the right side. Third down, three. Sim is going to shift to the left. Tyler Watts is going to shift over to the left. You'd expect them maybe to run that direction, and they will. It'll be handed off to Gorgie, bounces outside, gets to the 50. Look out, 50, 40. Penalty marker sails around the 30-yard line. Gus, is that a hold that far downfield?
Yeah, it's going to be a hold that far downfield. The Ravens will gain some yardage, and it'll be more like a third and one.
Chris is going to...
Number two, Benedictine, 10 yards from the spot of the foul, first down.
Okay, so they're going to give Benedictine a first down.
It's just, down.
There we go. It should be third and one. Yeah, okay. You're going to get 2 yards out of it and still have the penalty.
So the Ravens at their own 49-yard line, now looking at it, third and one. That was a nice run. Goes by Xavier, who, when he couldn't find the original hole in the middle, kept looking for that opening in the line and finally found it on the outside of the left edge. Third down, one. Benedictine from the 49. Xavier will stay in the backfield. Julie will hand it to him. Of course, he bounces, picks up the first down, runs into his blocker downfield, goes to the 45-yard line, because he's following Titan Osborne, and he's a big guy. I think following Titan's a great plan.
Yes, Titan doing a great job blocking over here on the left side. He's going to check back out of the ballgame. Trey Herbert, the third, will come in.
Kind of looking a little frustrated right now. Jacoby Hinton, a couple of his teammates coming over talking to him because Jacoby getting doubled up on the near side quite a bit. Benedictine can keep the drive alive. It's first to 10 Ravens at the 45-yard line. Back to throw again is Dooley. Rolling, throwing, and he's got his man, hit him in the hands, and it was dropped. Boy, Joseph Lagafuliana. No, that's not Joseph, is it? It is. So the Ravens are going to be second and 10.
So the Ravens are going to now bring back into the ballgame Titan Osborne. And here's the thing. Missouri Baptist's pass defense has been great to this point. They've forced Jackson into 0 for 4 passing, but Xavier Ugorji right now ripping off about 7 yards a run on the ground.
43 defense employed by Missouri Baptist. We're inside 3.5 to go in the first half. Guda will send a motion to the right side. They'll give it to him on a little jet sweep. 45-40, hit from behind, drags the defender. He's going to be a yard short of the first down. And that was a tremendous individual effort by linebacker Justin Lean, because he saved big yards, maybe saved 6.
Yeah, again, though, Ravens are able to just kind of rip this defense up on the ground.
If you can do that, sounds like a good plan to keep doing that, right? 3:10 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens trailing 7-0 in the slow-scoring affair. It's taken a lot of time. There have been protracted, ground-oriented possessions. And Ravens looking for a third and one. Motion will go to the left side. Straight ahead goes Ugorji. Gets the first down. Needed a yard. Got 3 or 4. And the drive continues.
Okay, so this Missouri Baptist team is not a bad team against the run. They only give up 150 rushing yards a game. But right now, Benedictine up at 43 rushing yards so far in this first quarter.
Here we go on a 1st and 10 for the Ravens. BC at the Spartan 32. Single man in the backfield again. Zimmerman will shift over to the right edge. Quarterback is back to throw. Lots of time for Dooley. Going deep. Got his man wide open. He's a touchdown, Ravens! Now they're going to call him short. They're going to say as he dives to the ground. Because I can't see a blade of grass between the official's toe and the line. I thought as he leaped to grab the ball, he had come down with the ball across the line.
Jackson Dooley's throwing up his hands. He's saying, can we review that play? I don't know that you really need to. You're just going to bring in big Eddie Swizlowski. And right now, this Missouri Baptist rush defense has been like Swiss cheese. I think you just punch one in right here.
Nude should have a great photo of that because he's right there at the goal line.
We've talked about this so many times. The way Isaiah Hasten catches the ball, he never lets that thing come into his body. He is all hands.
BC running up over the ball. It's first and goal, inches away. There's the snap. There's the push. And wait for the call, folks. The officials are going to run up over the top of it. He has to be across. They're looking, they're leaning, and that is a touchdown, Ravens. with a minute 26 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine is on the board. They're unpiling guys from underneath that big stack down there. Jacoby Hinton and Trey Madrid, the two Ravens who led the charge on that with Rashad Beckham. So Benedictine is a PAT away from tying this thing up. And in the kick, Christian Klobe. You know, we mentioned that the kicker for Missouri Baptist 14-14, well, Christian is 31-31. And this one, right there. We're taking a timeout with a minute 26 to go in the opening quarter. We're in St. Louis, and we're all tied up. Benedictine and Missouri Baptist tied at 7.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
But Gordon Johnson and Calvin Griffin standing at their own 5-yard line. The Spartans are set to receive the Raven kick as Benedictine has tied this game at 7. 1:26 to go, opening quarter. Benedictine going right to left for the next almost a minute and a half here this first. And there's the boot away. End over end, and this time they're going to let it sail, and it'll carom out the back of the end zone. And here comes the Spartan offense. So far this afternoon, because Jacob Jones has been spectacular. 3 of 3 passing the football for 54 yards. Perfect completion record. Jacob Jones is also the team's leading rusher. 5 attempts, 24 yards this afternoon. I know our good listeners are able to hear that wind howling through.
Every once in a while, it'll gust up like that. How about this, though? That Missouri Baptist defense has held the Benedictine offense down a little bit. Only 79 yards so far. 1 of 5 passing for Jackson Dooley, 31 yards.
Ravens are, I think, now Gus primed up for taking the ball away a little bit here. 1st and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Defense jumps offside. There's a penalty. It's a free play for Baptist. Quarterback dancing, now running for his life. Now throws the ball into the ground. And again, a lot of work for no reason.
Talk about Jacob Jones. He's not a guy who throws many interceptions. Threw one last week against Mid-America and has thrown 3 so far this season.
We have defense offside, number 7, 5 yards, penalty, replay, 2nd down.
Yeah, we're struggling a little bit here today.
So, but what I was going with that is Benedictine has been playing Isaiah Hasten a little differently this afternoon. He is not really guarding anybody. He's more playing that shadow center field and kind of moving all over the field and kind of forcing Jacob Jones to figure out where he is and exactly what he's doing.
Well, Jones is ready for the snap as well. 1st and 5, he'll hand off to his running back. Got a great gaping hole. Look at it, pick up about 8-9 yards and a 1st down for Missouri Baptist. Nice little run there by Calvin, Zach Lacombe, Dylan Witherspoon on the Benedictine stop as we're at a minute to go in the 1st quarter. Keep moving quickly, isn't it? Feel like to you?
Well, we've seen a lot of running so far in the 1st quarter and not a great deal of penalties, and I think the official's going to stop play for a minute. He's got gloves on the ground. Okay. It belonged to Zach Lacombe. He just threw him down, and then the official said, you can't just leave him on the field. So
he's got to pick up your stuff.
Tuck him into his belt, and away we go.
It's 1st and 10, Missouri Baptist. Handoff running back. He wraps up the ball, cuts into the middle, and he is hit hard down at the 43-yard line. Zach Lacombe with a big hit on Calvin Griffin.
So there's 2 seconds separating the game clock from the play clock, so Missouri Baptist will have to snap it one more time in this 1st quarter.
And with that in mind, Missouri Baptist is going to bring in wide receiver Landon Lunt out of Liberty North High School. We drove right by practically on the way down here this morning. 2nd and 5 for the Spartans at their own 44-yard line. It's a 7-7 ball game. Here's your final play of the opening quarter. Quarterback play action. He's back. He's hit. He's spun. He's thrown to the ground by Peyton Joby. That will end the opening quarter with a sack. We'll be back. We're in St. Louis, Missouri. We're after the first quarter. Benedictine 7, Missouri Baptist 7.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Nice crowd here this afternoon, Gus, in particular Benedictine fans. We were able to visit with a lot of them who traveled, some of them great distances, to be here to cheer on the Ravens this afternoon. Glad to have you along with us. Happy to have you with us wherever you're at, sitting in that green line out in front of the elevator, waiting your turn, maybe taking your time, making sure that that header doesn't plug up and the beans are too tough, you know. So hope you're having a great afternoon, and thank you for spending it with us. Raven football, Benedictine, the number three team in the nation, coming into the game at 4-1. And KU tonight with UCF. How about the new Whitehawk uniform? I like it.
I love it. And they bring back the old English style that they did on the basketball unis.
Yes. Here comes Missouri Baptist. It's third down at about 6. QB's back. Fires right side. Has a man batted out of his hands. It's going to be incomplete at the 50-yard line.
Over there, Nehemiah Hicks, the transfer from McKendree, gets a hand on the football and knocks it away. It'll be incomplete pass and bring up a fourth down.
He's not that far from McKendree right here. He's Belleville, Illinois. And
so he's pretty close to home, right?
Yeah, yeah. McKendree is in Lebanon, Illinois, and either one of them is across from, you know, from the arch, you know, what, 20, about 30 minutes or so maybe? Not very far east. Spartans are going to be punting it away to BC, and the kick with the rush on, the kick is away. It's a monster kick, and it'll be taken by JoJo. 25 runs out of bounds at the 30-yard line before any contact is initiated. And here comes the Raven offense.
So we saw that very first possession of the ball game for Missouri Baptist. They were able to walk the ball down the field and get it into the end zone, capped off by that 9-yard touchdown run by Jacob Jones, but have really struggled in their last two possessions with back-to-back punts. Benedictine set to start their third possession of the day. Now, Jackson Dooley only 1 of 5 passing for 31 yards, but Xavier Ugorji, 6 carries, 38 yards to this point.
And Jackson is going to start off this series kind of a lonesome guy in the backfield. No one back there with him. He'll take the snap, fires one quickly over the middle. It's going to be LeBron. Stiff arms the defender, loses the handle on the ball, goes back, catches it in the air, falls forward, and picks up a first down. Gus, that panned out well, but that was not something you ever want to see.
Yeah. LeBron is going to come over to the far sideline, and coach is going to talk to him for a minute and say, hey, let's lock that thing away just a little better. Back into the ballgame will come J.J. Jackson.
Yeah, he's telling him, don't ever do that again. Good play. Don't ever do that again. First and 10, Benedictine at the 44. This time the handoff is going to go to Xavier. Ugorji, 45. Ugorji, 50. Ugorji bounces outside, another first down at the 45-yard line of the Spartans.
That time making the stop, Jalen Williamson out of Waynesville, Missouri.
Jalen right there, guys. He saved the score with that ankle tackle.
We said that last week, too, right?
No question. First and 10, Benedictine. And the Ravens, God, have they found a running game? Or are they just exploiting what's available to them?
I just think right now that Missouri Baptist is playing back, just trying not to get beat on the long pass. So Benedictine's taking what they're giving him underneath.
And they're only rushing 3, so you got only 3 down linemen against whom you would need to run. Jackson rolls to the right side, throws one into the flat. It's going to be caught. LeBron with both hands this time wraps it up inside the 35-yard line, moves it to 6 again. It's another Benedictine first down. Cordian Johnson with the stop. Cordian, a redshirt freshman for Missouri Baptist out of Aurora, Colorado. Ravens at 10.
Ravens going to bring Chase Sikarchi into the ballgame. He'll line up wide to the right side. On the left, you're going to have Cameron Dover and Titan Osborne. Your back will be Xavier Ugorji.
Xavier on the left side. Motion will go to the left side. Everybody on that side. QB's back to throw. Looking. Steps up. Now he's going to just fall forward and maybe gets a yard, no more than that. Good coverage downfield. And because they kind of flooded the middle, and it was not until late in the pattern that one receiver finally turned and went upfield, and that was Titan. So it'll bring up a second down.
Yeah, there really wasn't anywhere to go with it. And I think that's one of those plays that we talked about with Jackson Dooley this season and how we've seen him really mature is just deciding, hey, let's not force that pass. Get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard.
Once again, Benedictine is going to break out, load up the wide side of the field. And the pitch is going to go to Xavier, mishandles it, and then jumps on the ball. That was a bad pitch. Xavier did a good job, I felt like, of coming back and kind of getting it. I thought it was behind him.
Yeah, it was behind him. I'm not so sure it wasn't a forward pass, though, right? Like, almost looked like it was forward, and it was just kind of a mess from the start.
Yeah,
the Ravens are going to just clean up the whole receiver room, and we're going to see all new guys in.
It seems that Jackson felt like he had really he was viewing a play that had great potential and maybe rushed getting that ball out there a little bit too much, and that's when it went south. Tanner Zimmerman into the ball game. He's out here, and you've got LeBron and maybe Titan. Motion will come to the way outside. Third down and 9. Rolling right. Jackson throwing over the middle, and it's caught and dropped by TZ at the 30-yard line.
That time TZ working against Justin Lane, and Tanner feels like Lane ran right through him, but I thought it was a pretty bang-bang play right there. Now the Ravens are looking at a 3rd and 9. They're going to leave the offense out on the field right here. Now bringing into the ball game, Gorgie in the backfield.
So it'll bring up a 4th and long. I guess they pulled out the guy who just made that tackle. I don't see 45 here, but they just pulled him out of the game because he was kind of limping around after having a collision with Zimmerman. And now we're going to get a Spartan timeout. The defense wants to talk it over. The Ravens are going to go for it on 4th down. We're taking a break. 11:28 to go in the half. Benedictine, Spartans tied at 7.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
To go in the opening half here in St. Louis, where it is sunny, it is windy, there are some white, puffy cumulus clouds just kind of dotting the skies above the stadium. And Benedictine goes, they look like a team who feels like they got to get something done here. Maybe with this possession, it's worth that, and they're going to go for it on 4th down and long. It is 4th down 9. Ravens at the Spartan 33-yard line. Ugorji in the backfield.
I always hate this. Coming out of a timeout, and now we're going to decide to tie our shoe.
Can you get those little curly-cue laces that kind of tie themselves? Would that work?
Romy enjoys them.
She enjoys most things. It was a 4th down 9. Here comes the Benedictine offense. Hard count. Quarterback is back. Looking, throwing left, and a diving catch by Longafuliana. He got the first down with about a half a yard to spare.
That's your favorite play, right? Needed 9, ran 11, comes back to it, and still nets in the first down as Joseph Longafuliana catches it down to the 22-yard line. Now, Joseph's brother is off this week. Next week, they'll get Pittsburgh State.
I tell you what, that was not an easy catch. That was down kind of at the ankles. He had to reach down and get it up and secure it.
Jackson's passes, I don't know if the wind is kind of bothering him right now, but he's kind of driving that ball and keeping it low.
First and 10, Benedictine now at the Spartan 22. Here goes the running back, bouncing inside Ugorji to the 20. Grabbed by the jersey, pulled down to the 15.
at times. Xavier Gorgie got to the corner. It didn't really look like he was going to pick up much, and when it's all said and done, he's going to net himself about 7 on the play. It'll bring up a 2nd and 3.
We're at 10.5 to go in the first half. Gus, it felt like that opening quarter went by so fast, and now it feels like the second quarter is moving so slowly. BC will have JoJo wide left, Titan wide right. They're going to fill a slot to the right side. But the handoff is going to go to the running back. Hits a 15, turns it up. Close to the 10-yard line goes Ugorji.
It's going to be a first down.
And Benedictine will move the chains. And you, again, we talk about it, kid about it all the time. You love this first down around that 11-yard line, right?
I do. You can still pick up that one inside. How about this? Right now, Xavier Ugorji is going to be somewhere after that run around 60 yards rushing. His most yards this season, 87, way back on week one. That was in a whole game. May have that in a half today.
First and 10, Ravens. How at the 11-yard line? Motion will go to the left side. The handoff will go there. The turn to the 10, the down to the 5, the lunge to the 2-yard line. Zamar Hernandez flirting with the goal line. Make it a 2nd and 1 at the 2.
Love how Zamar played that. He slowed down, and now we got one of the officials down, and I'm hoping he's okay because I saw exactly what happened right there in the middle.
And I did not.
That happened.
Oh, no.
So,
run into by a player.
Landed on by a player.
Even worse.
So, JoJo's going to check out of the ball game. Also, out of the ball game comes Zamar. But I really like that last run by Zamar. Kind of slow played it, hits the Jets right at the end. And they're going to mark him actually just a little short. They're going to mark him shy of the 2. So, it'll be 2nd and call it about the length of a football.
Running back stacked up in an I formation. You've got Tyler Watson at the fullback. Handoff to Gorgie. He walks into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Ravens.
That's not Tyler Watson, the leading blocker on that play. And he's a Missouri Baptist transfer to Benedictine 2 years ago. And Ravens get their 2nd touchdown of the first half, coming at the 8:40 mark.
Does it feel extra good to lead that in? You know it does. 8:40 to go in the half. Tyler Watson. He is one of the Hillsboro connection. Hillsboro, Missouri native, 6'2", 235. Got a lot of friends and old teammates here to watch him. Jackson Dooley holds. The snap is on its way, and a penalty marker sails in the defensive backfield. And before we break, let's see what this is all going to be about. Okay, so there you have it. BC will be forced to re-kick this. The long snap is coming from Abram Phillips.
I tell you, you can't be 62. They don't have a 62 on the ground.
I know. I agree. So this is going to be spotted down at the 17 for a 27-yard PAT. Kobe will advance the boot. It is up, and it's good just like it was the last time. Taking the break with 8 minutes and 40 to go in the opening half. Benedictine has taken its first lead of the night. It is Ravens 14, Missouri Baptist 7.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Our producer and engineer in the studio back then, Atchison. Well done.
You know that those aren't recorded. He just sits
there. No, he's jamming. He's got the Stratocaster. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. We'll play that 6 strings. 8:40 to go in the opening half, and Benedictine has taken his first lead of the game. They're in front 14-7 and set to kick the ball away. It's going to be Christian Clovey. the duo of return man for the Spartans. It'll be Cordian Johnson, Calvin Griffin, standing at their own 5-yard line. Last kickoff was with the wind, and they let it sail over their heads and out the back. This one is going to be into the wind, and it is not going to go that deep. It's going to be knocked down and returned from the 9. Here comes Griffin, straight ahead, 20, across the 25, and dives forward to the 27-yard line.
That time for the Ravens, getting down there on the kick coverage unit. It's going to be Colby Sexton, a redshirt freshman out of Jacksonville, Florida,
whose family has come up from Jacksonville this afternoon and is going to jump right on the plane to get back to Jacksonville tonight because they got to work tomorrow.
At least they got to work Monday night.
They got to work Monday night.
Some people have night jobs.
It's, yeah.
No?
Not a bad gig either. 8:36 to go. If he needs a hand, he should give us a call. 14-7. Ravens in front. Here comes the Spartan offense. Jacob Jones. He's having a good game. 3 out of 4 throwing the ball. This time he'll hand off to his running back who's into the middle and gets the line of scrimmage, maybe just a little bit more. And Abram Phillips out of Olathe North High School. The old Eagle making a tackle on the play. It's a 1-yard gain, 2nd and 9. Last week, though, guys, here's what the Ravens have got to be aware, and I'm sure coaches have been telling him, are going to be telling them this, but last week against Mid-America, even though they lost, they were trailing by a lot at the half and battled back in our very capable team to play in the heart of the second half and to battle back from a deficit. 2nd down 9. Back to throw again. Quarterback looking, throws over the middle, and it's going to be caught, picking up about 6 yards on the catch straight in the middle of the defense. That was a nice catch by Calvin Griffin coming out of the backfield.
That time making the stop for the Ravens. Joey Abrams. Oh, there you go.
3rd down 3 for Missouri Baptist. This is huge. What they would love to do is put together, again, another time-consuming possession, keep the ball away from Benedict, and what they do not want to do is give it right back on a 3 and out. And operating at their own 34-yard line, they got to get up to the 37. Quarterback Jacob Jones running back to the left. Now they're going to break him out of the backfield, put Griffin over in a slot. QB's back all alone. Will be a little quarterback draw. He'll pick up the first down and lost to spare. 45, 50. Because we've been talking about it all day. That play has been there. That run has been there. And this is the first time that Jacob Jones took advantage.
Yeah, Jacob Jones has kind of played that true quarterback position. Looks to always pass, looks to pass. And he's kind of passed up a few runs so far in this first half. That time just a design quarterback keeper up the middle.
Benedictin having to race up to the line of scrimmage.
Timeout, Benedictin, their first time out of the half.
And the Ravens are going to take a timeout. I think that they're kind of resetting a little bit. Joseph, we'll take a break with them at 6:52 to go, first half. Ravens 14, Spartans 7.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. You can roll on in for a drive-through flu shot at Amberwell Atchison or Amberwell Hiawatha. Drive-through at Amberwell Atchison on either Tuesday, October 7th or Wednesday, October 22nd. Drive-through at Amberwell Hiawatha on Friday, October 10th. Morning, afternoon, and early evening time slots are available on all dates. Register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
I'll tell you what, this timeout for Benedict and Gustav, it is a well-used timeout. It's allowing the teams and the officials to take a little hydration break. It's letting Benedict and remember that they've got to watch that quarterback. They've been giving him all kinds of running room as they have not really respected his running ability, and they know that he has that. So, after the timeout, it'll be 1st and 10 at the Benedict and 46-yard line. Missouri Baptist for the football. They trail BC by a touchdown. Little wraparound handoff, and now the reverse. There's a hold by the quarterback, and they're trying to get to the edge. They're going to lose about 4 yards. Gus, that was delightful to see Jacob Jones reach out, grab the defender by the shirt sleeve, pull him back, and then let go of him and say, no, I didn't do that. That's funny.
7 defenders in the backfield to make a hit on that play is nobody really bit on the end around, and now as the player who comes off the field is sitting there, he's not exactly happy, got his helmet off, and he's saying, Coach, don't call that one again.
Don't do that. That did not work real well. Abram Phillips is going to check back into the Benedictine defense. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Ravens up a touchdown. At the 50-yard line, it is second down 13. Hand off to the lone running back. He will break through the line and be drugged down from behind by the Ravens' Joe Abram. It will make a third and long for the Spartans. And now we're seeing the Spartans lineman, Kale Brunner, out of Detroit, Michigan. He's looking over to the near sideline, and we're not seeing the Spartans because they walk up to the line of scrimmage really quickly, but then they're not getting in stances. It's not like they're really ready to play and run a play. Goes down long. QB goes left side. It's going to be caught. Eludes the first guy and picks up the first down with a great second effort. That was not a good tackle effort by BC. The first guy there missed.
Yeah, the first guy there was Isaac Lopez, and he just kind of whipped. And in doing so, yeah, the running back got a little off kilter, but was able to put a hand down, dive forward, pick up the first down. Trey Williams there to finally clean it up. But, again, just poor tackling right there for the Raven defense. And now we're at the five-minute mark of the first half.
Here come the Spartans. First and 10 of the Benedictine 36. Wide receiver, Gavin Cloud. We talked about him. We saw him last time we were here. He's open in the middle. Quarterback is back. He's chased. He's hit. He's sacked at the 50-yard line. That goes as a 13-yard loss. It's Xavier Hernandez, the old Phoenix, coming to play.
That time, Xavier Hernandez got into the backfield. And what I don't understand from quarterback Jacob Jones, instead of rolling right or rolling left, he just stayed down the hash and started running away from Xavier. So instead of eluding him, tried to outrun him and got caught for a big loss on the play. This thing's backed up all the way to the 48-yard line. They're going to have to get it down to the 26 to pick up the first down.
So we're going to call this, what, 23 maybe. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Second down, 23, QB. Wraparound handoff, slow walks left side inside the 45. He'll get about five on that carry, where Isaac Lopez, again, is in on the stop. Third down now in about 17. And here's what Missouri Baptist is doing, guys. They're burning the time. They're slowing this thing way down. They're looking to the side. What they don't want to do is give Benedictine the ball back, particularly with any amount of time.
Yeah, because you remember back to the start of this ball game, the Ravens won the toss, deferred their selection to the second half. So last thing Missouri Baptist wants to do is give Benedictine a chance to, my favorite thing, get the twofer.
Third down call. Back stays in the block. Quarterback's being chased. There's a hold. No penalty. The quarterback's running the wrong way. He throws the ball and gets rid of it. I don't know what Jacob Jones is thinking, Gus, when he's back there running away. He says what he's thinking is, I don't want Cole Johnson to bury me back here.
The quarterback holds on to the football till the very last moment, and then that time threw it in the general vicinity of one of his receivers. He's going to stop the clock with 3:18, and now, understand, Jacob Jones is in there. He does have two punts this season, so he is a capable quick kick.
Offense stays in on a fourth down, 16. QB's back to throw. He's going to keep it himself. A boot to the right side. He is going to get a little yardage, but he's not going to get anywhere near enough, and the Raven offense will come out. It'll be Benedictine first football at their own 32 with a little over 3 minutes to go in the half.
Jonathan Crow able to chase that play down from behind, and so with the turnover on downs, it'll be Raven football, and this will be the start of their fourth possession. The first one ended in a punt. The last two have ended in the end zone.
And, Gus, here is the first step in getting that twofer that you talked about, right?
Get the ball back.
Get the ball back. You have an opportunity to score at the end of the half and get the ball back to begin the second half. Joseph Longapuliana is going to come wide to the right side for Benedictine. Ravens senior quarterback Jackson Dooley with his running back on his immediate left hand. First and 10, BC from their own 33. You got Zimmerman setting up wing to the right side. Motion will come to the right side. QB, back to throw. Looking, going deep. Downfield, got TZ, and it's batted away at the 30-yard line. That was a great effort by little old Javon Hubb. He's not that big, 5'8". That's what it says on a program. He's not that tall.
And TZ walks by the official as he's coming back because he's thinking, for Javon Huff to get up there, he had to climb the ladder. Well, Huff did a nice job of knocking it away when it's all said and done. Ravens have tried to stretch the field a few times today and just had no luck. Right now, Jackson Dooley, 4 of 9 passing for 68 yards. Xavier Ugorji, 11 carries for 62.
We've had one penalty by the Spartans, 3 by Benedictine, a total of 22 yards. Because usually I don't see him, but I'm seeing a lot of close calls not being called yet today. There's Ugorji, 35, 40. Oh, that's not Ugorji. That's going to be J.J., and he nearly burst that.
Yeah, J.J.'s got a nice little burst. Once he gets past that first tackler, he's got some go. Able to get it out to the 45. Now the Ravens are in hurry mode at the 247 mark. And I'm telling you, they can slow down a little bit. Now they're going to race one off the field. They're going to take TZ out.
They do have plenty of time. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 45. Player pass over into the left side. It's going to be Jackson, 45. Contact, won't pick up 5, giving 4. Just shy of the 50-yard line.
Now, the Ravens can run this down to the two-minute break if they prefer.
I'd get a play in and then let the two-minute break take care of itself, I think.
Decide if you need to talk about a third down play?
2:11, 2:10 to go.
Jackson's saying, let's go.
You got plenty of time, 2:06. The motion right side. It's going to be your big tight end, Tyler. Quarterback flares it over to the near side, and that should have been picked off. That was right through the hands. Is that Cameron over there? Yeah, Cameron Dover. And Gus, Raven receivers have been not great help for Jackson today. How many dropped passes have we seen? And we'll talk about that when we come back as the two-minute timeout is upon us. We're taking a break at a minute 58 to go in the half. Benedictine 14, Missouri Baptist 7.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Inside 2 minutes to play in the opening half with a two-minute timeout. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph at the studio. And Gus with me upstairs, literally up the stairs and then up the ladder and upstairs. Doesn't get any upstairs-er than we are here, but it provides for us, in my opinion, at least, a beautiful view of the field and a great venue and all the fresh air you can use.
We're just happy to be here.
Tickled to death, and we appreciate the hospitality. 14-7, Ravens in front. And we've got the Spartans already back out of the field, and now Benedictine going to break from the sideline, and let's see what they've got to say. There we go. 3rd and 7. Ravens at their own 48-yard line. Got to get this thing down to the Spartan 45. Two guys are going to shift in toward the middle. It's going to be Titan Osborne. He'll be to the outside. Motion will come back to the right. Quarterback is back. Looking deep.
Going short.
Oh, no one's there. Lagapuliana 50, 40. Lagapuliana 30, 25. Lagapuliana down to the 20-yard line. Tell you what, he needed 3. He got 33.
You know what happened right there?
No.
You had a defensive back, and all of a sudden, two coaches started jumping up, throwing up their hands. He turned to look at him. Joseph ran right by him, and by the time he realized it, Joseph was down the field inside the 20, and that time he just got distracted by the sideline at the last moment.
J.J. in the backfield. He's going to stay in the block, pass over to the near side, and going up with one hand, Zim, but he can't haul it in as it was well out of his reach and well out of play.
Yeah, it's been a little rough sledding right now for Tanner Zimmerman. He's not had a catch today. He's had 3 attempts, but kind of not been right there. So the clock will stop with a minute 24 left, and Zimmerman will go to the left side with Osborne and LeBron. On the right, you're going to have JoJo, and in the backfield, it's going to be J.J. Jackson.
Jackson Dooley, 5 of 12 throwing the ball. He has had better halves. Looking left, throwing into the middle. It's going to be caught at the 10-yard line. And as he came back for the ball, the Ravens lost the first down.
Wow, they're going to spot it
right at the marker.
They're going to stop it and say move the sticks.
Oh,
that is a generous spot right there.
They're going to call him down at the 11-yard line. And so for the Ravens, the catch by LeBron Jackson. Good for the first down and lots of time, Gus. Minute 10 left in the half. Ravens at the 11-yard line, deep now in Spartan territory. Handoff is going to go to Jackson. Jordan picks up three, and a marker comes from deep in the backfield.
Came from behind. You got to figure this is going to be a hold in the middle.
Holding, number 63, offense, 10-yard penalty, repeat first.
Well, if you're a real offense guy, you just say, it gives me a little more room to work, right, with a minute three to go in the first half. Benedictine is going to be backed up. The 10-yard penalty will be assessed out to the 21-yard line where it will be first and 20. Yes, because you can get a first down without going into the end zone. There's a whole yard to work with right down there. And the Ravens are going to continue to go with Jordan Jackson, the 5'9 sophomore from California in the backfield. QB's back, throwing right side. And for some reason, Lagafuliana stopped on the route and the pass harmlessly flies out the back.
No way Joseph was going to catch it, but there was a lot of miscommunication out there. And I feel like we've seen a lot of miscommunication in the first half from this Raven offense. And right now, if you look over the far sideline, offensive coordinator and head coach Joel Osborne looking at his play sheet, just right now trying to find something that's going to work.
Osborne's out here on the near side. Gus, we've also got Isaiah Haston over here. Trey Herbert in the game. Quarterback's back, goes over the middle, and it's missed. That was way out of reach at the 15-yard line. Looking in the middle for Tyler. I guess the Raymond offense looking a little toothless right now. Will they attempt a field goal into the wind?
That's the problem is Christian Clovey is 5 of 7 on the year. Yes, he has a long of 52, but kicking right into the teeth of this wind is not going to be easy this afternoon. So for Ravens, it's going to be a tough call right here.
They're not going to do it. They're going to leave the offense out there, and they're going to take a timeout to discuss. Oh, the defense is going to take a timeout to discuss it. We, Joseph, will hold on to this right here.
So that time, Missouri Baptist didn't like something they saw. Called the timeout. Make sure they get the right personnel out there. Make sure they see everything they like, because if you had seen on that play, Benedictine had brought in another back and slipped him in to the slot position right there. I don't know if they didn't like that mismatch or what, but now, with the timeout on the field, the Ravens are looking at a third and 20 from the 21, so they can't pick up that first at the one.
Happy to have you with us here on our first Saturday in October, as the Ravens are on the road. Gus, I'm just looking to see how anybody else is coming along here today. And you've got William Woods and Baker. That's going kind of how you thought it would go.
Really?
I
never trust Baker right now.
Missouri Valley's being beaten by St. Ambrose. Mid-America up on Central Methodist. Clark and Peru just getting started. Hey, it's a good chance for me to remind you that you're enjoying Raven football here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison and BC. Back out of the field on a third down 20 at the 21. Zimmerman to the left side. Dooley takes the snap. Zamar stays in the block, now goes out late. The pass wide open in the back of the end zone. Cameron Dover, touchdown Raven. Wow, Gus, how did he get away?
Cameron Dover's not a guy who catches a lot of passes, and that time just kind of slipped open in the back of the end zone. Jackson Dooley gets the wide eyes, and Dover with his second touchdown reception of the season coming in game six.
Here we go with a PAT for Christian Clovey. Taking his time again. Abram will be snapping it back. Jackson will be holding. It is down, it is up, and it continues to be a great PAT year for Clovey. So for the Ravens,
10-play, 67-yard drive capped by the 21-yard touchdown pass. It took up 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Timeout of the field. 51 seconds to go in the half. It's now Benedictine 21, Missouri Baptist 7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Kickoff, Benedictine, with three consecutive touchdowns, has taken a 21-7 lead. And for the Ravens, Christian Kloby, here's the advance. Here's the kick. It is high and very short. Running up on it, it's going to be fielded. The 15 is going around on the ground, and Benedictine looks like they may have recovered this thing. Gus, around the 25-yard line. The officials run up over the ball. Football belongs to Benedictine.
What a job right there by the Ravens. Isaac Lopez, that ball bounced right back to him. And that is just a tough break for Missouri Baptist, because here's the deal. They've been in this game. They give up the touchdown. They're going to give Benedictine 46 seconds, and Benedictine's going to get the ball to start the second half. So you're giving Benedictine like three extra possessions in the last 2 minutes of this game.
And for the Ravens, with 46 seconds to go before halftime, because they still have two timeouts remaining to work with. And they're going to have the ball first and 10. It's spotted down at the Spartan 26-yard line. Titan Osborne, LeBron Jackson, Tanner Zimmerman.
On the right.
On the right side, and JJ, or JoJo, Wagafuyana to the left. Quarterback is back. Looking. Going deep. He wants Titan. Can't get him. The defender throws his arms in the air, making sure the official doesn't think he was hanging on. It'll go incomplete. Still a lot of time. 39 seconds left. Because if you're going to pick out a receiver, you know, Titan's probably going to go with any.
Titan's one of those guys, 14 catches on the season, 5 touchdowns. When he catches it, he tends to find the end zone. And that time, Jackson did a lot of time, and I think that was really the only player he was looking at on that whole passing tree.
Vaga Fuyana to the near side. And is that Titan over there on the far?
Yep, you're going to bunch trips on the right.
Second down, 10 call, handoff is Ugorji. He'll go to the 20, he'll go to the 15, and he'll pick up a first down. Clock will stop with a half a minute to go as they'll advance the chains.
To about the 15-yard line.
Ugorji putting together a good first half. He's going to be up to 72 yards rushing. His season high, 87.
First and 10, Benedictine. They're going to mark this. They're going to call this the 16-yard line. Again, it's Ugorji. He'll angle left down to the 10-yard line. The Ravens may just decide to keep running this. We're going to take a timeout and keep it here, Joseph. 19 seconds to play. Because with a timeout left, the Ravens could run this a couple times. Maybe
twice, yeah. Because, again, you're going to have to come away with some points here. But I think right there you ran the ball twice. Now you've got the secondary kind of questioning. Do they come up? Do they stay back? What do you do? And, again, maybe you're hoping for a little misdirection and you find somebody open again in the back of the end zone, which has happened on two of their touchdowns so far today.
So far for Jackson, he's still shooting under half, 8 of 19, but 133 yards and one touchdown. Braves have rushed for 109. And in the game comparison, I'll tell you what, BC, I think, going to come out of this feeling pretty good. Weren't feeling good about 5 minutes into the game. Feeling better now. Benedict with 100 more total yards so far. Most of them passing yards. But the Ravens, we had a little problem they did with this early in the season. And, again, it's kind of reared its head up some penalties for already in the game.
Yeah, early on in the season, penalties were an issue. We've seen them clean it up in the last 2 weeks, where even last week, the Ravens only had one penalty on the day for 15 yards. But again, starting to rear its head a little bit in the start of this ball game.
Here comes Benedictine. They're at the 10-yard line. It is going to be second down and 4. And we have 19 seconds left in the half. Wide to the right side is going to be Titan. LeBron in the slot. QB's back. Looking. Going right. At the shoot tops. It is incomplete. That was, again, guys, a low pass. Had that been up in the chest, LeBron might have been able to drive it in.
Especially with, you know, his big frame out there at 6'2", 200 pounds. But we've seen Jackson kind of do that today where he's just stepping into it. Looks like a shortstop stepping into it, and he's really trying to drive the ball instead of just stepping back and throwing it. It'll be third down for the Raven offense, third and four with 15 seconds left here in the first half. One timeout left.
I think he's doing a great job. The guy over here covering Titan, he is big and tall and rangy, and he's got the good size to make that coverage, and he's giving Osborne no room. Third down call, Benedictine. Here's a handoff into the left side. It's going to be very close to the first down. It's Jordan Jackson. With the carry, clock is at 6:54 and stopped.
I think Joel's a little upset because I think he expected the clock to stop because of first down.
7 seconds.
So, going to put a few more seconds on there, which, again, the only problem becomes now it's fourth down. So, you probably go ahead and kick the field goal right here.
You could. You probably should. Leading here by 2 touchdowns.
I also look at it as you're up 2. You're going to get the ball back. If you want to roll the dice a little bit.
And the Ravens have rolled the dice quite a bit. In fact, it's been pretty good to them. They have gone for it on fourth down today once and made it. They're 4 of 8 on third down conversion. So when the Ravens have decided to go all in, it has worked.
Yeah, and the Ravens have been really good on fourth down all season. So
game clock is 7 seconds.
He's only said it 3 times. There we go. Ravens looking around, and saying, hey, Christian, let's get out here and just tack on maybe a couple points here before the break.
So for BC and for Christian Clovey, it is going to be a 25-yard field goal effort.
Right, this is a minor victory right here for Missouri Baptist, right?
Oh, I think it's a big victory.
That you don't give up the touchdown and maybe even don't give up points if Kobe misses it.
Yes, they've given up 3 consecutive scores after leading 7-0, and here's the PAT. It's up and perfect, and we're going to hang on to it right here. The Ravens are going to be forced to kick it away. 3 seconds left in the half, and it's now a 24-7 Benedictine College lead in St. Louis today. Number 3 in the nation, Ravens. Yes, with a little bit of a slow start, but they've gotten over it. That scoring drive set up on the fumble of the Raven kickoff, 19 yards on 6 plays, 48 seconds. And Coach is going to look at that, and he's going to say, that's nice, but that's not great. 19 on 6 plays, you're averaging, what, 3 yards a play?
Yeah, I think that if you were going to ask Coach about this game, he's going to go back to that possession and just not be really happy with how his team approached that final possession, missed a couple passes, and probably didn't go exactly the way you drew it up. But you come away with some points, and you're going to have a squib here and get the ball back to start second.
Johnson and Griffin back again at their own 5-yard line for the Spartans. Ravens are going to kick this thing off, and it will conclude the half as we've got 3 seconds left. Here's the advance, and there's the kick. It's a slow roller squib picked up by an up man. He'll bring it back a few yards. He's down. The half's over, and we'll be back to summarize. It's intermission in St. Louis, Missouri, as the teams head for the locker room. We'll be back to score. Benedictine 24, Missouri Baptist 7.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Welcome back to St. Louis, Missouri, where it's the very aptly named Spartan Field. here on the campus of Missouri Baptist University, where it didn't start off for the second week in a row well for Benedictine. Last week they get down, 13-0 or 10-0, and today they go down 7-0 as the Spartans took that first possession of the ballgame, took the opening kickoff. They marched downfield, and they looked like the 85 Bears.
Well, before my time.
Okay, never mind.
Chicago had a team?
Yeah, and they were pretty good. And I'll tell you what, this team was pretty good. The Spartans team was pretty good in that first possession.
Yeah, well, first possession, they were fantastic, right? They went down the field. They were able to cap off that touchdown on a 9-yard run by Jacob Jones. The defense then came out, and they were spectacular on their first defensive possession. They held Benedictine to a punt. Then everything kind of went downhill for Missouri Baptist, right? They turned around and punted two more times and then had a turnover on downs right there late in the half. For Benedictine, touchdown, 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 field goal was a good way to end the first half for the Ravens. Jackson Dooley wasn't overly effective in the first half. If I told you Jackson was 8 of 20 and only one touchdown pass at half, and I told you only threw for like 130 yards, you tell me that this game was pretty ugly. Well, right now Benedictine leading 24-7. The Ravens, 245 yards of total offense, 112 of those on the ground, but 4 penalties so far for 22 yards.
Ravens had 5, but guys carry the football, and frankly, guys, the rushing game, the running game, really kind of was the difference, I felt like, in the first half, because when the Ravens finally were running the ball, then that set up some passing opportunities. Ugorji with 78 yards. He had a couple of opportunities, just a shoestring tackle away from some big, big gains. And I'm going to tell you, I got no crystal ball here because I couldn't have carried it up the ladder. But if I had brought it with me, I would tell you that in the second half, you're going to see 2 really long, explosive Raven runs there. That close to having them right now.
Yeah, I think they're really close to having them. I also think that you're going to see Missouri Baptist at halftime try to figure out a way of changing this up, because they came into this game looking to take away the deep pass from Benedictine, because it was kind of like, remember last night we said we've got to see him throw the ball and something will happen? Well, for the Spartans, they said Benedictine hasn't run the ball a whole lot this season. Let's see if they can do it. And then all of a sudden, Benedictine throws 4 guys at you that are all, 2 of them are averaging 9 yards a carry. Ugorji at 6 yards a carry. Jackson at 7.5 a carry. You're saying, okay, they can run the ball. Now what do we do? And they're going to have to figure out a way to kind of adjust their game plan. It's going to be a tough battle right now for Missouri Baptist.
Okay, so you combine the fact that, just what you mentioned, they had 5 guys running the ball. You throw it to, 5 guys in the course of the first half. I mean, they are showing depth and a willingness to, break the norm, not just to throw to that primary receiver or maybe the second, but just to keep reaching around and spreading that around.
Yeah, and Isaiah Hastin's doing kind of what we see Isaiah do. Come in for, one play here, one play there, but when he does, he makes a big play. 1 catch, 31 yards so far in the first half. Cameron Dover got 1 catch, 21-yard touchdown pass. That one in the back of the end zone. He was wide open. J.J. Jackson, 1 reception for 3. JoJo, 2 receptions for 41. And we've got LeBron Jackson is the leading receiver so far with 3 catches, that is. He's got 37 yards. 14 was his long in the first half. If I also told you that we made it through a whole first half and didn't see Titan Osborne catch a pass or Tanner Zimmerman, you would have probably been a little nervous as to where this game was.
But with that said, that those two are both going to catch something in the second half, and not just a cold. I mean, they're going to catch a couple of big, big plays. And you got a couple of other guys that I feel like are standing in the wings and are ready to step up today. This game's a long way from being over.
So let's just jump into it real quick, because we've got a moment to talk about
time.
It.
I got all time in the world.
When you talk about this Raven team, is this what makes them difficult to prepare for and difficult to beat? Is when you're probably top 2 pass catchers in Osborne and Zimmerman don't have a catch, but yet you still have 133 yards and a receiving touchdown?
Yeah, because here's the deal. You came into the game knowing who those guys were that you had to stop, right? you put together a game plan to stop them. And really, in the first half, you stopped them. And you still are down by, you know, a 24-7 mark. And you're still in trouble in the ballgame. They've just found other ways to beat you. That is demoralizing. Is this one of those times where finally we jump into it? This is just one of those seasons that, as a Ravens fan, you got to enjoy what you're watching. If you are a Benedictine fan, if you're a casual observer, if you're somebody who just likes football, this now, halfway through the season, right? I mean, we're going to go into the bye week next week, so essentially you're at the midpoint. You can look at this team, and I would like to think that at this point you are fully realizing it. This is a very special team. We've talked about it a few other times in the course of history. We talked about it in 92. We talked about it in 85. We talked about it in 18. And we're going to talk about it here this season because this group has not just the talent on the field and not just the great coaching staff that has been able to utilize, but there's a chemistry that goes beyond, you know, the X's and O's here.
Yeah, and I think that's the big thing with this team is just that, the chemistry that this team has. Because, again, you look around and there are some really, really good pieces to this team. But there's nobody that just runs away and you say, they've got to have 200 yards rushing, or that guy has to catch 150 yards worth of balls, or else we're not going to win this game. They don't have that. And so, again, that's what makes them difficult to prepare for.
And I'm going to tell you what, there are a lot of schools who look at their team and say, yeah, Jimmy's got to get, you know, he's got to get 100, or we're done. And if he doesn't, you know, you just cash it in. Benedictine doesn't have that. Again, we just talked about it. Two of their really, you know, really fine receivers don't make a catch. You're still way ahead at halftime, and you're going to make a bigger margin in the second half. So, yeah, you got a lot going for you. Tell you what we got going for us. Beautiful afternoon in St. Louis, Missouri, and a second half of football that we're set to bring to you here very shortly. That said, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back for the second half, but right now with that score at intermission, Ravens 24, Spartans 7. Back we go to Joseph at Acura Sports Studios. He's got some halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Gear Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in-restaurant or online only at Taco John's. At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olays will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
I'm good.
All right. We're going to dive in. Have fun with this.
Sounds good. I'm ready.
All right. Visiting with Tanner Zimmerman, and tight end for the Benedictine Raven football team. Tanner, it's good to talk to you, man. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
We got to start off with the Tanner Zimmerman biography. Tell us where you're from, a little bit about home.
Well, home for me looks a little bit different than most people. Where I tell people I'm from is I'm from Boise, Idaho, but I graduated high school in Olathe, Kansas. So my dad works for the railroad, so we move all over all the time. But where I call home is over in Idaho.
So that's where you spent like your youngest years, you know, you're starting into grade school and stuff?
Yep. Yep.
And how old were you when you found your way to Kansas?
When I went to Kansas, I was a freshman in high school.
Okay. So now, at home, brothers, sisters, those siblings, stuff like that?
Yeah, I got four younger brothers.
Younger brothers, okay. Are they football guys?
Nope, none of them are football guys, just me.
You're the only football guy. Did they play anything else, like soccer or baseball, any of that?
Yeah. One of my little brothers is a freshman here at Benedictine, and he was big into, like, track and field. And another one plays lacrosse over in Idaho. And then the other two are 6 years old, so they haven't figured out what they're going to do yet, but they're playing everything.
So you're big brother to these little guys.
Oh, yeah.
But really good news is that close to home, it's a great chance they get to come up and, like, get to watch you play a lot.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. When and they'll be here for family weekend, too, and everything, so it's always good to do.
All right, let's talk the important stuff. How about academics? What's your field of study?
Right now I am majoring in exercise science with a specialization in coaching.
Okay, so 5 years from now, where do I find Tanner Zimmerman?
Ooh, I don't even know where I'd find Tanner Zimmerman 5 years from now. Hopefully, you know, coaching somewhere. That'd be pretty awesome. That's kind of what I'm looking for.
So you're looking for maybe a little high school teaching, coaching gig someplace?
Yeah, no, as of right now, that's kind of the plan.
Okay.
Some high school football.
Well, let's talk high school football. Tell me about your high school team. Where'd you play and how good were you?
So in high school, like I said, I graduated in Olathe, Kansas. I played at Olathe West. I was a wide receiver there. And then I moved to tight end when I got here. I mean, our team was pretty good. We went to the middle of the playoffs relatively every year that I was there. Well, nothing crazy, but, I mean, I had a lot of fun doing it.
Do you have any of your old high school teammates who are also playing Saturdays anywhere? Somebody we might have heard of or know about?
Yeah, there's two of them. So one of them is, one goes to Mizzou, running back. His name's Anthony Favreau. And he graduated when I graduated. And there's a guy, a year older than me, plays corner. His name's Grant Finley. So I played with both of them, and they're the other two people that went on to play football outside of high school.
Okay, so you go from Olathe to Benedictine. Tell me how the recruiting process was. Who's the guy who recruited you, and a little bit about how you picked Benedictine.
Well, Benedictine was my only offer to play football after high school, and it's always been my goal to play college football. So it kind of came down to whether or not I wanted to continue playing football or wanted to leave it after high school, and I fell in love with Benedictine when I went on a visit, and Coach Cook was the main recruiter for me, and then Coach Leonard, who was my tight end coach at the time, now coach of the O-line, was also a big part of it. And I just felt like the campus and the team and the school, so it was a pretty easy decision to come here and play.
So you get to Benedictine, now you've been here for a minute. Has it been what you thought it would be? Is it harder, easier, different somehow, or is it kind of what you hoped you were looking for?
Honestly, it's been more than what I thought it was going to be. I didn't know I was going to love this place as much as I love Benedictine. Like, I am so grateful and thankful for the opportunity to be here. And, I mean, classes are not always the easiest, but, you know, I mean, you get through it. But, no, Benedictine has been more than I could have asked for sure.
Okay, I've got to kind of give a little confession here to you. During the course of the ball games, I call you TZ. Is that okay, or do I need to quit doing that?
Oh, no, that's awesome. I get TZ a lot. I like it.
Okay, and have you always been a single-digit number guy?
No, this is, so it started last year. Up until I was number four, like throughout pretty much my whole life, I've always been 14. And then I got here, and it's funny because 14 wasn't available when I got here. So Coach Leonard gave me 86, and his reasoning for that was 8 plus 6 equals 14.
He's a math genius.
Yeah, and then after that, 14 became available, and then somebody else wanted it, so he gave me the number 4. And I loved it. And now that I'm number four, I wouldn't go back.
Oh, no. Four suits you, man. I think that's the best thing ever. Tell me a little bit, as we're talking to Tanner Zimmerman here, Benedict, the football player. Tanner, what do you do hobbies-wise? I mean, is anything that you do, like, as a hobby, kind of a fun thing?
Yeah, so outside of football, I love to play golf. Quite the golf guy. I enjoy, you know, normal college boy things like video games. I play poker with my friends, just chill out, watch football. Pretty normal stuff.
Well, okay, your best video game, is there one that you, like, I don't dare challenge you at because you're just going to kick me around?
I can't really say that there is one. I'm not the best video game player. I wish I was, but no, I usually lose.
Well, I'll tell you, I got another question. What's something that we wouldn't guess about you? Do you have, like, a hidden talent? Are you a musician? Do you plays? Are you a singer? I mean, is there something about you that we would not guess?
None of those. I mean, one thing I've told people before is when I was growing up, I used to rodeo a lot. So that's kind of a thing most people don't know about me.
That is awesome. So what did you do? What were you were riding horses? Were you roping? Tell me about it.
So it started when I was younger, and my dad rodeoed in college. So I started out doing the normal stuff like riding sheep, and then you grow older, get taller, and then I eventually got too tall to ride deers and bulls, so then I just ride horses whenever I can.
So you started off mutton busting.
Yep.
That's fantastic. I love it. And were you out when you lived in Idaho? I mean, did you have, like, horses and stuff around? I mean, was that just kind of a thing that you were around a lot, probably?
Yeah, so my grandparents owned a farm, and they had cattle and all that other stuff, so I was pretty introduced to the farm life and the rodeo life. And it was awesome. So it kind of just was where I grew up and how I grew up kind of deal.
Let's talk about some of your teammates. Who's like the guy that you hang around with? Funniest guy that, you know, if you're going to go out somewhere, this is the guy that's going to be, like, lots of fun, crack you up all night.
Oh, man, that's a tough one.
Usually every team's got, you know, that guy who's, you know, just kind of a riot to hang out with.
Yeah, no.
Maybe it's you.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
It would probably be Court Madison.
Okay. I love Court. He's a great guy. All right.
Good.
Here we go. Let's say that it's summertime, you're out of school, and you're back at Idaho, and I'm, like, on vacation, and I bump into you back there. What are we going to do? Where are you going to take me? You know, what's kind of a – what do you do there? What would we do just, like, hanging out sometime? Or even in Olathe, where would we go? Favorite places, something to do, bowling, Top Golf. I mean, what are we going to do that night?
I mean, I play pickleball a lot when I go back home.
Really?
Yeah, pickleball's pretty fun. I try and do active stuff.
Got a favorite restaurant? Where are we going to go eat? Because you look at me, man, you can tell I love a meal.
Favorite restaurant? No, I like Chili's.
Okay.
Chili's is really good.
What are we going to have? Pasta?
I'm going to get a burger.
All right. There you go. Get some beef going on here.
Heck yeah.
Okay. Here's maybe the hardest question I'm going to ask you, so get ready for this. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Which is it?
I'm going to have to go Spider-Man with that one.
Okay. Any good reason or just because you like him?
I'm more of a Marvel guy.
I see. That'll do it.
Yeah. I think Spider-Man's pretty cool.
Yeah? Last question. Young guy coming up from your high school, thinking about playing college. What are you going to give him any advice? What are you going to tell him when he comes to you?
Just buy in to the program and learn to love it, because there's things that's going to be a lot different than what you're used to. But everyone that's here has gone through it, and I would just say do the best you can to buy in. Get to know your teammates, because your teammates is the guy or the guys you're going to spend the next 4 years of your life with every day. So if you can learn to love those guys, you're going to have a pretty good time.
Sounds like a deal. TZ, Tanner Zimmerman, appreciate your time, man. Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you. This is pretty cool.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Raven Halftime Show on your home for Raven football. Hot Country, 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. We now go back to Tom and Gus Kautz live at the stadium for second half action of BC Raven football.
Hey, with that, we welcome you back again to St. Louis, Missouri. Second half getting underway here at Missouri Baptist University's Spartan Stadium. Ravens in front, 24-7. Benedict is taking a two-minute kickoff, and Zamar Hernandez with a great return to the 46 and his first and 10 Ravens. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Studio. Gus Kautz with me here, and Benedictine, because this is catastrophic. We're going to keep it right here. The Ravens on the first play of the second half don't have nearly the right personnel on the field and have had to burn a timeout half a minute into the third quarter.
Head? There we go. Head 10, because I was like, we're missing one. And then I got to thinking, well, maybe Zamar kind of got a little banged up on the kickoff return. So I thought maybe he was the missing guy. It was the second tight end that we were missing. So anyway, not a good way to start the second half for the Ravens.
It is not. Hoping for a little bit better than that, because you were talking as we went to the break about some of the scores going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference. There were some, there's really no surprise. There's any surprises? I don't think so. Not yet.
William Woods is trailing Baker at half. Baker 51-7 at half.
Yikes.
St. Ambrose leading Missouri Valley 21-7. Mid-America leading Central Methodist 28-3. That one's getting started in the second quarter. In the first, it's Peru State leading Clark 7-0. Culver is getting started, and Grandview up 14-0 at the end of a quarter on William Penn.
All right, the Ravens coming back out now. Maybe they got out there who they want, and still, because we're going to see Missouri Baptist rushing three. So three defensive linemen, and it's like a almost like 34. It's not like that stat three, right?
One, two, three, four, yeah. So they're going to go with kind of that 4-2-5, which is just a base nickel.
Here we go. First down. The Ravens are going to put two guys in motion. The two big tight ends bring them in a pair of wings. And a handoff to Gorgie. Into the middle, a little room, dives across the 50, give him five.
That time finally coming up to make the stop. Kayvon Griffin out of Kansas City, Missouri, a freshman. His 17th tackle of the season, but not before Gorgie picks up five. It'll bring up second and five for the Raven offense.
If you look at the Missouri Baptist roster and the boards and who's out there playing, a lot of young guys, a lot of sophomores and freshmen on this team. Coach Berniak in his 11th season. Second down time, Benedictine just across midfield, just underway in the second half. Dooley's back to throw. He's got a man downfield. He wants him. Little pushing, little shoving, lots of contact, and there it comes. At the 5-yard line, Gus. Titan Osborne getting all tangled up down there.
Yeah, and that's not a terrible penalty if on the pass interference, because Titan is working back to the football, and here's the deal. You would rather give up the 15 than give Benedict and the ball to 7.
Yeah, defensive pass interference, number 2, 15 yards, first down.
Yeah, and again, it's not the NFL, okay? This is not a spot foul, so you're going to bring it back, and you're going to give up some yards, but you're not going to give up any points, and you got a chance yet.
Yeah, are you frustrated that the penalty? Sure, but again, you're not going to give up the long play right there.
So here comes the Raven offense. A minute into the second half, BC leading at 24-7. First and 10, Ravens just inside the Spartan 35-yard line. Running back is going to pull up to the side of the quarterback and be given a handoff. Bounce into the outside. Ugorji tries to find an edge. It's really not there. He'll fight his way for two.
Ugorji on the run.
Xavier Ugarte. Because what he won't do is next step when he makes the tackle, what he won't do is overpower you. He's not going to run over any D lineman, okay? He has got to have some kind of daylight, not a lot, but he's got to have a little bit of room because Xavier at 5'9 and a 185 out of Menifee, California, is just not an overpowering runner. Second down nine for Benedictine. Now at the 33. Very wide right is going to be tight. And Osborne and LeBron fills the slot. Two big receivers over there. Dooley's back to throw. Goes to the short side of the field. Little stiff arm at the 30. And Zimmerman is going to be short of the first down. Pushed out of bounds around the 27-yard line. Third down and a couple. Evan DeWild out of Perryville with the shot for the Spartans. Okay, I like this, the way the series is starting, being patient, not trying to do anything that you can't do or that you don't do, staying within the realm and within the boundaries of your offense. That's what the Ravens have done right here. They're in four down territory, I feel, even with the wind behind them. Third down three. At the 27-yard line, motion right, that's Titan. Handoff, no. Throw to Titan. He's got a fight through a defender, and he does it. That was a fantastic tackle by Jalen Williamson. That is not easy to do.
That's a real hard play to make. You're out there in a lot of space, but he did a great job. Broke down, drilled right through Titan, and no gain on the play. It'll bring up a fourth and two for the Raven offense.
So for Benedictine, again, even though the wind is behind him, Ravens are going to take Lagapuliana out of the ball game. They're going to bring in an additional guy in the backfield with Big Dave Wilburn, the 6'4 redshirt freshman out of Millersville, Missouri. Dave, 1 for 9 this year, and he's going to be in at the fullback. It's fourth down from the eye, and the defense says, wait a minute, the eye formation, I haven't seen that in 15 years. We're going to get a timeout. Well, hang on to it here, guys.
You know what the problem was?
No, what was wrong?
Titan, they were all, like, stacked up in the middle. Titan standing over here. There are 11 guys in the box, and Titan by himself on the left side of the field. And,
okay.
You know, by the time the coaching staff caught it, called the timeout, is that time there were just a lot of guys coming in and out, I think, just trying to figure out where they were supposed to be and what formation they were going to run, and when it's all said and done. They'll call the timeout. Good one to use. Hate to use one this early, but, again, both teams have burned timeouts in the first 3 minutes of the second half. That'll be a fourth and two for the Raven offense.
Interesting to see what happens. Do you feel like defenses are struggling with the eye formation? Because in the player's sphere of time, they're unfamiliar with it. It's something almost new to them.
Yeah, it's completely new to them, right? And so coaches are sitting there going, man, it's been a while since we've seen that. How do we go back to attacking that? And so, again, it just takes a minute for everybody to get on the same page.
All right, let's see if everybody's on the same page here as Benedictine on a fourth down two at the 26-yard line deep now in Spartan territory. We'll go with that eye. The handoff, running back, going into the middle, leaning across, and, oh, I don't think he got it. Gosh, you think he did. The official's going to have it right down at the 24. If he's at the 24, move the sticks.
They already said move the sticks. It's going to be a first down, Benedictine, on the run to the right side, and that time, they just got right behind Jacoby Hinton leading the way.
And Dave Wilburn, the wide receiver, coming in for a fullback. And again, at 6'4", 220, he did a nice job.
Yeah, so right now the Ravens have three guys that they really like at the tight end position. Wilburn is one of them, so they've kind of played him at the tight end, fullback, wide receiver, just a way to get an athlete on the field.
Motion will go over to the left side. That's Shukarski. Chase has a lot of friends and family here today in St. Louis. And back to throw, Dooley, looking right, throwing right, and it's for TZ, and it's too tall and too long and out of reach, incomplete.
Well, it's tough to throw too tall for 6'5", Tanner Zimmerman, but that was the case, an incomplete pass over there in the right flat. We'll stop the clock with 11:26 left here in the third quarter. Benedictine leading 24-7. They're now looking at a second and 10.
Okay, we were talking about the wind and how it affects the game. Well, the wind has died down a little bit, and it's affected the temperature because it's really warmed up, has it not? And the wind light's coming in behind us. Second down, 10. Hand off, straight ahead. Ugarte, that's good for 4. Down to the 20-yard line.
That time coming up to make the stop. Herman Burks, the 4th, his 18th tackle of the season. He is a sophomore out of down the road in Lee Summit.
Third down, Ravens to the 20-yard line. Now we got a guy in the game, Gus, we don't see real often. Wide receiver out of Frisco, Texas. That's Trey Herbert over there. And compared to some of these Raven receivers, he doesn't look very big, but he is. He's 6'1", 190-pound sophomore.
Raven's 4 of 9 on third downs this afternoon.
Agafuliana to the left. Two more receivers to the left in motion. Quarterback is back, looks left, goes left. It's going to be caught, and that's going to be a first down to Chase Sikorski. Out of Hillsboro, Missouri, the 6 foot redshirt freshman picks it up.
Needed six, got exactly six. I mean, there was no room to spare right there. Now, Sikorski quickly over to the right side. The Ravens are going to speed things up a little bit. Herbert over here on the near side has no clue what the play is.
And here comes Ugorji. He knows what the play is. Head for the goal line. Takes it inside the 10, down to the 8.
That time running right behind a good block by Trace Madrid. Finally making the stop. Jacob Raines, a senior out of Troy.
Raven offensive line, you mentioned Trace. They've been so good today. Madrid and Britton Smith and Rashad. Back up Jacoby Hinton. You've also got Harrison Schmidt out there, and then they've rotated in some other guys on this hot afternoon. They have been good. Second down and 5. Ravens inside the 10.
We have a new season high for Xavier Ugorji rushing yards. 87 coming into today's game. Now he's already to 90, and we're in the third quarter.
Rolled up at 87 in game 1 against Morningside. Here's Xavier, bounces in, changes direction, goes to the 5. It'll bring up a 3rd and 1.
Great vision right there by Ugorji. He went to the left, realized that the hole kind of opened a little to the right, hits it, bounces back, able to pick up a couple yards. He's going to set it up now a 3rd and, let's call it a yard, at the 9:20 mark of the third quarter.
I'm going to tell you a little secret. Xavier, this is no secret. Everybody's seeing it. Xavier has been carrying the ball more. As a result, he's getting better and better and better. I mean, those repeated repetitions, those repeated plays are really making him a better back. Here we go on the 3rd down, 1 to the 5-yard line. In the backfield now is going to be J.J. Quarterback keeps it, slides, thinking about throwing, throws it late to the corner of the end zone, and it's going to be out of the reach of Sikorski, incomplete, 4th down for Benedictine. And guys, you leave your offense you did before, leave it out here again at the 5-yard line?
Sure. Not a huge fan of that play call, right?
Like, yeah.
It's just not a play. It's a play conducive to Garrett Kettle a couple of years ago. Just Jackson
because
is less, right? Jackson's less of a rollout throw on the run. He likes to just set up and toss the ball out there. Now, Missouri Baptist, a little slow to get somebody out there shifted on to Titans.
Lagapuliana's wide right. Now they're going to bring the two big tight ends over to the right side also. Hand off Ugorji, hit at the line of scrimmage, breaks the tackle, goes into the end zone, touchdown Ravens. Xavier Ugorji from 5 yards down and at 8:48 to go in the third. It is 30-7 Benedictine.
Yeah, and that was a play that Missouri Baptist had it in the backfield. It looked like he was going to make a tackle for a loss and a turnover on downs. Instead, just missed the tackle and then Ugorji slipped two more on his way into the end zone.
12 plays. 54 yards, 5:41 in possession time, and Benedictine, something just shoots over. I know what that feels like. Benedictine now leads at 30-7. Here comes the PAT for Clovey on its way. Put it on the board, and we're going to take a timeout. The break at 8:48 to go in the third quarter as the Ravens take the first possession of the second half and go to the end zone. It's Benedictine 31, Missouri Baptist 7.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to Sparks Field here on the campus of a Missouri Baptist University in St. Louis, Missouri, where Benedictine has taken the opening possession of the second half and gone to the end zone. Ravens now leading at 31-7. And what a day for Xavier Ugorji, now over 100 yards, rushing on 20 carries, 2 touchdowns for Ugorji. Benedictine, set to kick it away. And here's the advance in the boot. That is going to go into and out of the end zone. It will be a touchback. Ravens will bring their defense out on the field. We talked about a lot of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon. We'll be, we'll try to keep you up to speed with how some of them are going as the day continues to move along. See if there's been any real changes in anything. No. The updates Coach gave you a little bit ago seem to be pretty close. St. Ambrose has their lead cut now. It's 21-14 over Missouri Valley. Mid-America leading 28-3 over Central Methodist. Pruitt blanking Clark 17-0. And just underway in the second half, Baker with a big lead. Quarterback's going to hand off, running back instead of bounce to the outside, slows down, finds a little avenue, gets across the 30, and up it'll go to get near the first down, 34-35 yard line, and we're going to spot him at the 34, second and one. So second down, one to go for Missouri Baptist. Quarterback Jacob Jones this afternoon has had a not a good day. He is a good quarterback. No, all candor. He is 5-7, has not thrown the ball a lot, but will throw here. He's got a man over the middle, and it's going to be incomplete. The pass was maybe just a little bit high, and a great extension by Davin Cloud trying to pull that thing down, but he could not get a handle on it. It'll go incomplete, leaving Missouri Baptist with a third and one. And that's a great place. If you're going to gamble on one or take a little shot on something, do it on second and a short yard. Now it's third in a short yard, just shy of the 35-yard line. That's where they got to get. Benedictine, four defensive linemen on this third down call. Jacob Jones, the quarterback, back to throw. No, wraps around. Here's a handoff straight ahead. First down and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 to spare. An outstanding run into the right side of the line and first and 10 for the Spartans. Carrying the football, Lionel Banks. That'll Florissant. First and 10. At this Missouri Baptist first possession of the second half. See what adjustment they may have made in the locker room intermission. Quarterback is back, throws one right side, and it's caught. It's a touchdown. Sliding down the right side, down the hash marks, and for just a moment, the Ravens looked like they were going to make a nice defensive play, but Trey Williams was on the outside, the pass was over the other shoulder, and as quickly as that, and that's how fast this can turn, touchdown for Missouri Baptist. It comes here at 7:32 to go in the third. Here comes the point after. Long, long count. Waiting for the snap. There we go. It is on its way. It is good. Time out of the field. Early in the second half, each team has put a score on the board. 7.5 to go in the third. Benedictine 31, Spartans 14.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
St. Louis, 31-14. Benedictine's lead got trimmed, Gus, in a hurry.
That didn't take long, right? A 56-yard touchdown pass.
And so for the Ravens, you're going to have J.J. and you're going to have Joseph back there. Jamar's not back out there yet after that last return.
J.J. and JoJo.
That's right. Kick high, short, end over end. It'll be Jackson from the 20 to the 30 to the 40. Finally caught from behind at the 45-yard line.
Gus, he was not running hard. He was looking for the blocking in front of him. He didn't realize a defender was closing on him from behind, but a big return. Ravens with great field position at their own 45 to begin the second possession of the third quarter.
Yeah, the Ravens kick unit or kick return unit has done pretty well, right? Like the last time they took it out to the 46 was Zamar, and this time JJ brings it out to the 45. So the return guys have done really well so far. 7:28 left here in this third quarter of play.
Xavier Ugarte back in the Raven offense at the running back spot. We were just talking a moment ago about the big day he's having in triple figures already. The Ravens are going to go with a bit of a reverse, and the defense is all over it. You got Lagafuliana. He's going nowhere. He's going to lose five. And Gus, that play was doomed from the start. Give Jalen Williamson the TFL.
Yeah, that time Williamson able to chase JoJo down in the backfield. As Joseph got to the sideline, he said, not much happening here. We'll take a four-yard loss. It'll bring up now second and 14 for the Raven offense.
In the third quarter here, Benedictine going from right to left across your dot with the white jerseys, black helmets, black pants. For Missouri Baptist, gray pants with navy jerseys and helmets, gold trim, or rather silver trim. Here's a handoff into the right side to Ugarte. He hooks back to the original line of scrimmage, picking up the lost yardage off the first down play. It'll bring up a third down, 10, Benedictine at his own 45.
There's been a lot of talking going on between a few players. Right now, here on the near side, Kevion Griffin and Titan Osborne having words on a play where neither one of them were really involved in the play.
But they were in it in spirit, okay? Third down at 10. Here's Zimmerman. The Ravens go with that little trio of receivers. Dooley looks left, and now he's going to run. 45, 50, puts his head down, got the first down. That's not what he wanted to do. But you know what? He looked at the sideline. He doesn't like to run. He looked at the sideline, said, I need another yard, and I'm going to go get it. And he did.
Yeah, he kind of started into the slide, realized out of the corner of his eye he needed another yard to get the first down, lowers his shoulder, kind of falls haphazardly forward, picks up the first down inside the 45, down to the 44-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Ravens there with 5:45 left here in this third quarter of play, leading 31-14.
First down. Here comes the Raven call. Motion will go over to the right side with Tyler. Watson will set up as a wing. Quarterback with a deep drop. Rolling right, looking right, looking right. Throwing short, and it's going to be Lagafuliana. Can't hold on. Goes
and,
incomplete.
And he has Tekarski down the middle on.
That's what I kept looking at. I kept looking down to the 10-yard line.
Kind of a skinny post, and he had beaten his defender by a couple yards. And he thought about it, but Jackson thought underneath pass was going to be better. Now into the ball game will come Zimmerman and Titan Osborne. Titans team won again last night. Washburn Rule.
Yeah.
Doing
good thing.
4-1 and 4-0 against Kansas team.
Second and 10, Benedictine. There's Spartan territory at the 44-yard line. And there it goes Titan. But the handoff to Ugarte, to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. And again, an ankle tackle saves the score. He's down to the 27.
How many times have we been talking about these cornerbacks for Missouri Baptist making the tackles? We've called the names Jalen Williamson, Kevion Griffin. We've talked a lot about Herman Burks, the fourth. These secondary guys are making all the tackles right now for the Spartan defense.
Here we go for Benedictine. Another first and 10 for the Ravens. BC at the 27-yard line. Handoff tailback. And there's nothing doing here. They grabbed and stood up and pushed J.J. back and Kenner by. And of Bloomington, Illinois, makes the stop. We haven't talked about him. I think it may be the first time we've called his name today. So it'll bring up a Benedictine second down, 8 or 9. Eddie Swislawski is going to come in. I still bet Eddie's got good hands. Just saying.
He's going to be in there as your left guard on this play. So he's going to be lined up next to Harrison Schmidt.
Leading tackler right now for Missouri Baptist, Evan DeWild. 12 tackles. He's already double figures. Here's a straight ahead handoff. JJ to the 25, to the 20, to the maybe 17-yard line. He is going to have another first down. They're going to move the sticks, I think.
That was one of those plays, again, it looked like Missouri Baptist had that thing stopped. but nobody wraps up the running back, and then he kind of squirts forward, picks up nine, and it'll be third and a yard. And for Benedictine, this is only their second possession of the third quarter. We're down to 3:40 left in the third. You realize that you're kind of getting on the brink of possessions and points.
Here we go. Third down and short. Motion left, TZ. Slows it down at the corner. Quarterback will take it. Hands off and straight ahead. JJ needed inches. Gets 4, 5, 6 yards. Eddie Swislowski still blocking. He's still driving. He's down to the 5-yard line. Gosh, that turned into a 12-yard run somehow.
Look at Eddie get off the bottom of the pile. He just grabbed Jordan and kept pushing JJ forward and pushing him forward. And Eddie, at 6'5", slimmed down to 365 this season, the junior out of Kabul, doing a great job pushing the left side forward.
It is now first and goal, Benedictine. Here's the deal. Eddie is standing next to 6'7", 255 Harrison Schmidt. Harrison's looking lean in there. He's looking like a little guy. First and goal. 6 yards out. Long talk by Dooley. Hands it over. Bouncing in is Ugorji. He gets to the 3, the 2, maybe the 1. It's second to goal, Benedictine.
Just slow playing that ball into the middle with Ugorji just waiting for something to open up. Now we're going to see Missouri Baptist beef up the front line. They're going to bring Jaden Rowland in, 6'1", 330. They're also going to have Caleb Rain in there, 6 foot, 290 freshman out of Liberty.
Inside, 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens second and goal. We'll call it the 1. And BC's taking all this time, guys. They're not going to get this thing off. It's 10 seconds, 9 seconds. They're going to have to race to the line. 7 on this play clock. At 5. Quickly to the eye with 3. The snap at 1. Quarterback back to throw. Lobs one. Wide open. How about that? Tyler Watson. Touchdown, Ravens.
Tyler Watson, the Hillsboro native, former Missouri Baptist tight end, catches a touchdown, his first of the season.
And Benedictine will stretch his lead once again to 37-14. Another PAT effort coming up. Tyler, we talked about earlier, he's got a lot of fan base here today. A lot of his friends and teammates from Hillsboro have come in to kind of cheer him on and be a part of it today. The point after by Christian Kloby is airborne. It is good, and we're taking a break, Joseph, for the minute 37 to go in the third quarter. Ravens back in front, Benedictine 38, Spartans 14.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
A lot of times, coaches, recruiters, people who really know the game, see things that simple guys like me don't see. And we have known how good Xavier Ugorji is. We've seen him do some incredible things. We've never seen him with this kind of numbers, I don't think, as we've seen from him today.
Yeah, because the Ravens have never really asked him to do this, right? He's always been kind of a complimentary back. Well, today he's being a bell cow, and he's doing a great job with it. I mean, this is his biggest rushing day this season. 129 yards on 23 attempts. He's averaging 5.6 touches. We're still in the third quarter.
And the Ravens just capped off that 10-play, 55-yard, almost 6-minute-long drive to take this 38-14 lead. We're in the late going of the third quarter here in St. Louis with a minute 37 to go in the third. Ravens in front, 38-14. And here comes the Missouri Baptist offense. Quarterback Jacob Jones, 6 of 9. Again, Missouri Baptist does not throw, but maybe they're going to have to now.
Quarterback is back. Drop a deep, set up the screen, and a slam to the ground. Two hands slapping it down is Jonathan Crow. Wow.
Jonathan Crow, a guy who we hadn't seen a whole lot until last week, comes in there, and again, I love a defensive end that gets their hands up into that passing lane at that time. Sir Baptist probably a little lucky. Sometimes you see that ball stick on a defensive end.
Yeah, or they volley it into the air and somebody has an opportunity to come up with a pick. Second down and 10, still at their own 25. Spartans with the football. They'll go four receivers left side, a tight end and three wide out. Hand off, you know, running back straight ahead. And he just kind of walks into the line because that has worked a little bit today for them, you know, allowing the blocking to develop, but this time did not.
That time again, Jonathan Crow in there to make the stop. So now, as quickly as that, Missouri Baptist has found themselves looking at a third and long right here. Going to see him take out one receiver and bring in Calvin Griffin, the backup running back.
Calvin coming in today, you know, coming off a 96-yard game on one touchdown last week. Third down long, back to throw, short pass is too short, hits the ground, incomplete. Right of the line of scrimmage. Jacob Jones kind of hands to the head. He knows he did not get his best throw away.
That's on
for Beckler.
Yep, Beckler over there on the left side in a quick three and out for Missouri Baptist in a possession that's going to take 50 seconds, so 5-0 seconds. And JoJo will settle back in around his own 40-yard line.
You're talking about Beckler. Last year against Benedictine, four catches for 70 and a touchdown. That was the first time they'd thrown at him today. Here's Jaden George, not a deep punter, averaging 32 yards a kick. Snap is back. Boot is away. That's his best effort of the day. And it'll send Wagapuliana back to his own 30-yard line. He'll come up the right side, goes to the 40, 45, and just... almost to midfield because he's got a little burst of speed, split to kick coverage guys.
Yeah, and that's something that typically we don't see JoJo do. He typically will get to the sideline and then make his way out, but that time he said, hey, hit the gas here, and he ran right between two would-be defenders, pushes up, and again, the Ravens have started right around the 45, 46, and now the 48-yard line here in the second half.
Yeah, this is not the formula that Missouri Baptist was looking for coming into the second half. Ravens in front, 38-14, half a minute to go in the third. And it's first and 10, Benedictine, just short of midfield. They're going to bring J.J. Jackson into the backfield. He'll stay in to block. Quarterback is back to throw. Fires one right side, and it's going to be out of reach. Looking over on the right for Cameron Dover.
So looking at the day for the Ravens, they punted on their first possession, but the next six possessions have gone five touchdowns and a field goal. We've got 31 seconds left here in the third quarter. Now, for Missouri Baptist, they held onto the ball three times in the first quarter, only one full possession in the second quarter, and they've only had two possessions here in the third quarter. What you start pulling away from that or extrapolating is, like, possessions are going to start becoming a little rare and hard to find for Missouri Baptist to get themselves back into this thing.
Yeah, it's certainly trailing now by some 24 points. Second down, 10, Benedictine. Handoff is going to go into the middle at the 50, at the 45. Looking out, 45, J.J., 30. J.J. right side near the 20-yard line. Where they're going to see he steps out of bounds. J.J. Jackson, because he has that explosive speed. He does have the breakaway.
Yeah, he's got that top end speed that maybe Ugorji doesn't quite have. Ugorji's got a little more wiggle, and for JJ, it's a little more hit it and try to get to top speed. They're going to mark him down at the 19 at the Ravens. Going to go ahead and take this to the fourth.
And we will be back through three quarters in St. Louis, Missouri. It's the Benedictine Ravens 38, Missouri Baptist 14.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Just when we get good and comfortable, I'm kind of focused going one direction. Now we're going to have to change into the field. And Benedictine is going to be going from left to right here in the fourth quarter. And, you know, with the exception of one play, we haven't looked beyond the 50-yard line in the second half yet. I mean, really, we've been all played on the Spartan
side. Yeah, on the Missouri Baptist side of the field, correct. Because, again, the Ravens have done a really good job. And I think maybe the one facet of the game that we've can underappreciate it a little bit. It's been the special teams for Benedictine, right? Their returns have been great, be it punt returns or kickoff returns today, have set this offense up with excellent field position. Taking a look at the yardage right now, Benedictine with 372 total yards this afternoon.
J.J. Jackson's in the backfield. Motion will go over to the left side. Benedictine looking at a first and 10. They're at the 19. Now they'll swing back over to the right side, setting David Wilburn up over there. The handoff is going to go to J.J. He'll bounce outside, 20, 15, 10, 5. Get him in the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens, on the first play of the fourth quarter.
What a block out there by Titan Osborne. J.J. went wide. Titan turned, kind of helped set up that block. Osborne with a good push-out block and a good inside cut by the running back, J.J. Jordan Jackson, with his third rushing touchdown of the season. He is a sophomore at the Chula Vista, California.
Last week, he got into the end zone, one touchdown on 70 yards with eight carries. Into the end zone again here today. J.J. scoring, completing a three-play, 52-yard drive. Took less than a minute. The point after is right through there. Joseph, we're wearing you out, we know, but we're going to take another break as Benedictine has extended its lead. 14:50 to go in the game. Ravens 45, Spartans 14.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
As we are early in the fourth quarter, because there's really only a few questions that remain, and one of them for me is, can the Ravens run for 100 yards more than they will throw today? And they're on the verge of that right now. 243 rushing yardage and 148 passing. That would be a break with tradition.
Is this a Coach Osborne first, maybe?
I mean, we could dig
a little bit.
From the 10-yard line, here's the kick return, and the Raven wall at the 30, and it goes down right there.
That time down on the kick coverage unit, Ben Gilliland, the sophomore out of Van Meter, Iowa, makes the stop on the play. And for Missouri Baptist, they're going to start their seventh possession of the afternoon. This thing going to be backed up to their own 29-yard line.
So here's for Missouri Baptist. I mean, it's going to be very difficult to score over 30 points here in the last 14 minutes. Never say never, but for them, I think good possessions, good, you know, some good ball control, make some good plays. I mean, that's what you're looking for about now, right?
Yeah. Because next week they are off and then at William Penn in 2 weeks.
Is the whole conference off then next week?
Yes, there might be a Thursday game.
Okay. Here's a first down call and a handoff and a sack. Well, they're going to say he didn't go down at the 30. He's up at the 40. Look out, Jacob Jones across the 50 and finally going to be tackled in Raven territory. Because I thought he was down and was pursued and was down somewhere back around the 15-yard line.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he just got a little slippery right there. Jacob Jones breaks out of that, pushes up across midfield, down to the Raven 41, and
that was the biggest play of the day.
Maybe second after the touchdown pass, right? Yeah. Probably the biggest run of the day. So
at the Benedictine 41. Here comes Missouri Baptist, Jacob Jones, 30-yard run. And now, again, they're going to run that same play. Quarterback is back to throw. This time he's hit, and this time there is no question Jonathan Crow makes the stop.
That time Jonathan Crow with his first collegiate sack. He's a sophomore out of Blythe, California. Two tackles coming into today's game. Able to make a big play right there for the Raven defense. And what we're seeing is Stepson running back to hand it off to the quarterback who was in the slot. There's a lot of things happening right there. And you're asking your offensive line to really hold up for quite a while, and the Ravens have gotten pretty good pressure this afternoon.
Yeah, the snap was going to the backup quarterback who checked into the game, and then he hands it to the starting quarterback who goes back to throw the ball. Kind of confusing. And the quarterback has got to keep it. Draw it, starts to slide, changes his mind, runs out of bounds along the near sideline, and going to be short but close to the first down. Probably about 9 yards or so for Jacob Jones. And right now, Jacob's just decided, I think, you know what, I'm just going to have to start running the ball a little bit. I mean, kind of where we seem to go. Third down and a long yard at the Benedictine 33. We're at 13 minutes to play in the game, and the Ravens are up 45-14. QB back to throw again. Looks left. Penalty marker sails late. The wobbly pass is picked, and it doesn't matter. It's coming back. A great interception and a return for a touchdown, and there's a marker, and it is just not going to count.
Yeah, it's going to be a free play right there.
Yeah.
Yes. Again, Benedictine jumping offside. Dylan Witherspoon ran the entire thing because he said, well, maybe it's not, but I'm going to tell you it is.
No, you can't not, okay?
Right.
For goodness sakes, you can't just say.
The result of the play is a touchdown. Yeah, he's at the ball, guys, number 96. That's a 5-yard penalty. First down.
How was the result of that a touchdown there?
It was a touchdown. He called it back, and we got a 5-yard penalty. And
so here we go.
Penalty yardage brings the ball to the 28-yard line. That's good enough for a Spartan first down.
You know how, like, some college graduates say good enough for and then the crowd says, like, there's tens of people here for it.
There are. So here we go down to the 28, deep now in Raven territory. Jacob Jones has had struggles throwing the football today, 6 of 11, and a touchdown, almost an interception, back to throw here. Has a man open. I say that. He'll hit a guy at the 15-yard line. He's going to go down to the 10. First down. The catch down there is made by Gavin Cloud. Again, I think that most people would concur he is the leading receiver for this team.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that if you were taking somebody off this team, he would be one of those first guys.
QB's back. Looks left. Goes left. Has a man caught at the 10-yard line. Pushed out of bounds at the 8. Maybe the 7. Peyton Job with the tackle on Landon Lunt. 12 minutes to play in the game. Interesting to go into the bye week. Here we are, midpoint of the year already. Hard to believe we've gotten to that point so quickly, and I know we kid about that. Oh, it's so. Who knew it was going to get here so fast? Well, we all knew it was going to get here this fast, but still kind of becomes a little startling. Lots of movement, lots of shifting. Play clock's at 4. Play clock is at 1, and here's your snap. Handoff running back. He'll try the left side where there are nothing but white jerseys led by Cole Johnson, and there was just nothing over there for Calvin Griffin. It'll bring up a third down, and we've got to get down to around the 2. So let's go third down 7. What do you say from the 9-yard line?
Yeah, and I think right there, Missouri Baptist was making some substitutions. They were moving some guys around. The clock was getting away from them. I don't think they're really comfortable by the time they snapped it. Had a few guys maybe not completely where they needed them to be. That's why there was not much going on that play. That'll bring up that 3rd and 8.
And Benedictine continues to bring in fresh new guys that we're not accustomed to seeing. Well, try to pick them up here in just a second. But right now, 3rd down call. QB's back. Fires a BB over the middle. It's caught. Is he into the end zone? Is he at the goal line? And it is. The Fishers are going to say it's caught. and it is going to be first and goal at the one. I tell you, there have been a couple of plays that have been right down on that goal line.
That's the second time today there's been a ball right on the goal line that they've spotted it down shy. So for Missouri Baptist, they're going to have it first and goal. But nose up to the goal line.
Yep, Ben Gilliland comes back into the game for the Ravens. First down play. Looking for the third score of the afternoon. Missouri Baptist now knocking on the door. Motion right. Quarterback's going to keep it. He'll go into the end zone. Touchdown, Spartan. So Missouri Baptist continues to battle in this one, Gus. They've cut the Raven lead now to 45-20.
I got an answer for you about Jacob Jones.
Okay.
Prior to this drive, we hadn't seen Jacob Jones really run the ball much, and then we saw a couple big runs, and then he kind of calls his own number on the touchdown run. Is he a guy that maybe just likes his stats?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. Last week, 16 for 31, throwing for 333, two TDs and an interception. He's already thrown for 1,000 this year. PAT is up. It's going to be good. We're going to take a timeout. A break coming here in St. Louis, Missouri, with less than 10 minutes to go in the ballgame. The score, Ravens 45, Spartans 21.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Yes, welcome back once again here to Spartan Stadium. Joseph in the studio, producing and engineering. Gus Kautz with me here, Tom Kautz. Gus, I'm pulling up on the old laptop, the roster, because we've seen Benedict begin to interject some new, different young players, you know, into the ball game. With this nice lead, here's a kick away, and fair catch is going to be called for and made by Benedictine, and J.J. is going to catch it at the five-yard line, calling for that fair catch. And my point was going to be, I'm pulling up the roster because I'm just less tech-savvy than I probably ought to be, not being able to do the QR, and the, nobody prints programs anymore, man. I need some paper. Not a lot. Just a sheet or two.
We'll admit that sometimes the QR roster is a little tough to follow on your phone.
Well, yeah, I could flip pages on the tabletop here, the countertop, quicker than I can flip screens on the laptop.
These two are your backfield, and he's gone.
Okay, so Jackson Dooley done for the afternoon, and you're going to have Mark Harris.
No.
No, you're not. You're going to have Ugarji and Jackson. And here's a keeper at the 30, at the 35, with the 38-yard line. Wow. Guys, I had not seen this formation at all. And now we got a Raven player who's a little slow to get up off the field. And he's got leg cramps, and his trainer's out there. It hurts me to watch him pull on that leg and stretch that muscle out because there's nothing worse in that leg cramp very pain.
Yeah. And both these teams are going to utilize the moment to come over to the near sidelines or to their, each of their sidelines and get a little hydration. Yeah.
Okay.
Talked about the heat, and it's starting to warm up this afternoon. We're all the way up to 83 today.
All right, let's talk about this last 9 minutes at 45. For Benedictine, as they're not going to be playing Jackson Dooley at the quarterback spot, you've got Ugarji and J.J., in the backfield, and literally, I'm almost calling it like a wildcat, right, as they snap the ball to one or other of the running backs?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how long they stick with it, or was it just like a one-off? But I think it's something actually that you probably play around with and just see how well it works, because there are times where having two guys in the backfield that are just straight runners is going to be advantageous for you.
Raven lineman is up, and he's motoring off the field under his own power. He's going to go over to the sideline and kind of try to loosen that leg muscle up a little bit. And here comes Benedictine. No picnics.
Ravens first.
Yes, here we are looking across the terrain here at CBC, Christian Brothers College, right across from us. The new CBC. First and 10. Robbie Sharp is going to be your running back. Now the Ravens will go with the quarterback. The handoff to Robbie, and he'll go to the 40-yard line. Get a couple of yards of that handoff. And the Ravens have Dooley back in the game.
Robbie Sharp
on the
one. It's
going to be 20 to go. Swiglowski will now move back over to that right guard position. And might as well bust out a program. A whole lot of different names coming into the ball game now. David Wilburn going to be wide to the left side, but JoJo on the right. It's going to be, Hastings in the slot?
Yeah, I'm up on the page, man. I got the Raven roster with its multiple players with the same number. We're going to figure it out. And off straight ahead running. It's a 40, 5, 50, 45. Breakaway run for Benedictine. And carrying the football as soon as I can scroll this thing down.
Robbie Sharp.
Robbie, yeah. How about that? Out of Kansas City, Missouri, St. Pius High School. 5'8", 170-pound junior running back for Benedictine. And now the Ravens just rotating guys in pretty freely. If I'd have brought my jersey, I feel like I would have been that close. 8:20 to go in the ballgame. 45-21.
Was it 3?
9. What?
Yeah, the running back.
I don't know. Here we go quickly. Straight ahead run by Robbie. Ah, 9.
Robbie Sharp on the run.
The Ravens now going to bring kind of with a nice little skip into the ballgame. You're going to see Derek Overstreet is going to be your running back. Where's Derek out of Owosso, I think? If I can remember right, Derek. Yeah. 5 foot 895-pound junior running back out of Owosso, Oklahoma.
Second down, 5. Ravens inside the 40-yard line of Missouri Baptist. And Benedictine now goes, taking a lot of time. They're going to just work the clock, just kind of easing this thing toward its conclusion.
Class of 67, that was just yesterday, right?
Just, it felt like a minute ago. Second down and 5. Motion right. They're going to set up a kind of a double wing on the side. Here's a handoff, straight ahead running, putting his head down, powering forward. For Benedictine. That was a nice little run there by Derek.
You see that? As he hits the middle, Eddie grabs him and just keeps pushing him forward. And Eddie's been all over the place. He's played left guard. He's played right guard. He's pushed guys all day. He hit. I'm telling you. You gave helmet stickers. Eddie gets a couple today.
Do you like helmet stickers?
No. Not
I
either.
Don't either. I never understood the helmet sticker, man. I don't want, to make somebody try to look like they've done a lot more than maybe somebody else. I don't like that. That's not a teamwork thing. Here's the first down like the Buckeyes do, right? First and 10, Ravens at the 32. No, Overstreet doesn't get the ball.
He was supposed to.
Is that what was he?
Because Jackson turned around and realized he ran away. He's like, I'm not running this late in the ball game, and he'll take a slide, take a one-yard loss on it. It'll bring up a second and 11.
They're talking to Overstreet now saying, excuse me, but next time, that really is yours. He took the ball out, and Derek just kind of took off.
I'm sorry, in the fourth quarter, up by 24, there is no read option. It's just a straight handoff. Okay.
Yeah. And again, up by 24 in the fourth quarter, 5 minutes ago, I'm surprised that I'm watching Jackson do that. Second and a dozen for Benedictine. And we get stoppage of play, and we get a timeout, and we're going to take a break. Timeout, Joseph. 5.5 to go in a ball game. Benedictine, 45, Missouri Baptist, 21.
Good deals are hard to come by, but with Meal Steals from Taco John's, you can get a full meal of favorites like a crispy beef taco, a bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink starting at just $5. Order these Meal Steals in restaurant or online only at Taco John's.
At Taco John's, we don't put boundaries on flavor, but perfectly seasoned meats and irresistible potato olés will always be our meat and potatoes. And now try two new meat and potato burritos for a limited time, only at Taco John's.
Welcome back to the campus of Missouri Baptist University. Because as we came into the campus right here in front, as we just came off the highway and turned into the lane, there was a kind of like a park. Did you notice it was Cadet Park? It's a CBC Cadets Park. And I swear I saw somebody with a saber. I'm not sure. Could have been. Second down and a dozen. Never had a saber. Straight ahead run for Derek. Goes to the 30, down to the 25-yard line. For a guy who's not really big, he runs strong. And he's going to leave the Ravens looking at a third down and maybe three to go.
Robbie Sharp's going to check into the ball game. Also a little surprised to see Trace Madrid back in there. Going to bring him in at the guard. The only reason I say that is late in the game, kind of cramping a little bit. Figure maybe would have seen him.
Now, here's what happens also when you do a lot of substitution late in the game. Let some guys get in. It gets really confusing because nobody knows who's in for whom. And so it makes it a little more complicated. Third down in a couple 3 yards. BC down at the 25-yard line. Dooley still at the quarterback. Rotates, hands off, straight ahead run. And it's going to be close to, but I think just short of the first down. So not a deep run there for Robbie. Fourth down and one. Benedictine inside 5 minutes to play in a ball game. Leading by some 24. Fagapuyana in the game. He'll be wide over to the far side.
Eight guys have run the ball today for Benedictine. Nine guys have caught the ball today for Benedictine.
And you got a couple other guys out there now who could make their first catch of the game. QB will hand off straight ahead, dancing and lunging, and I think he got it.
Yeah, Robbie with a nice little dive forward. Give him the first down. Ravens at the 21-yard line. It'll be first and 10.
Cameron Dover. Did I see Cameron come back in? I figured he might have been done for the afternoon. We're going to see Watson exit the ball game.
You were talking about savers. You were like, yeah, really cool if you had two.
If you had two. Well, you know, some people just live well like that, you know? First down.
Taking a look around the conference, Baker leading William Wood 68-14 with 9.5 left in that game.
Ravens are going to throw for the end zone. Dover had it. He juggled it and he dropped it. It's incomplete. I will admit to being surprised to see that pass play right there.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Missouri Valley and St. Ambrose tied at 21 with 4 minutes left in the ballgame. Mid-America defeating Central Methodist today. Clark and Peru State, it's Peru State 24, Clark nothing. At halftime, Graceland leads Culver Stockton 14-7. At halftime, Grandview leads William Penn 20-6.
So Benedictine's got Dave Wilburn over here on the right side. Dover also to the right. Handoff running back, runs into the middle, finds just big, massive football players in there and kind of bounces around for a couple of yards. But for the Ravens, most importantly, the clock continues to motor along as we go inside 3.5 minutes to go. Air bright and fresh in St. Louis. Can we score some emos or some toasted ravioli on the way out? Third down call for BC. 45-21 Ravens. And for Benedictine, five Doves. Here's the handoff left side. It's kind of a somersault after taking the handoff. Yeah, the Ravens are going to go to 5-1 here today. And they will get just their first conference win, as this is their first conference, first divisional play, the one that counts for a conference championship and counts for the postseason auto bid. That carry right there is by Derek Overstreet. And the Ravens are going to leave the offense in there on fourth down. It is fourth down three, 15-yard line, 2:22 to go in the game. Fatty Hammett, does it run into the middle and see what happens? The pitch goes outside, 15, gets a 10, gets a 5, gets the first and goal at the 2-yard line. There goes Overstreet.
Yeah, Derek Overstreet just running off the right side, getting behind Rashad Beckham and Jacoby Hinton. Those are two guys to get behind. As they're great on that offensive line. They push forward. And coming up just a little short was Overstreet, and we are going to get the 2-minute break.
Let's do it. We're taking a timeout on the field with a minute 59 to go in the contest this afternoon. We're in STL, where it's Benedictine 45, the Spartans 21.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With a 2-minute timeout underway, welcome back to St. Louis, Missouri, here on the campus of Missouri Baptist University. A lot of Raven fans, Gus, here's the kind of thing, BC fans a little spoiled. I haven't heard of be too raucous over there yet. The Raven fans are used to winning right now.
Yeah, it's a good feeling right now. Is Benedictine, the number three team in the country, going to do nothing to hurt that standing today as I believe Kaiser, did they play this evening?
Yeah,
they play.
Which is good. They've been robbed out of a game or two already this year. So
they will play versus Thomas, Georgia. That ball game here in about an hour-ish. Yeah, an hour and a half.
That sounds pretty regal, doesn't it?
5 o'clock here.
Regal like Thomas. That sounds pretty spiffy. Here we go, first and goal, Benedictine from the eye. The handoff, tailback, bounces outside, walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. So Benedictine and Derek Overstreet with the wheels to carry it in. And BC is at 51, up 30.
Derek Overstreet with his first touchdown of the day. And check my stats. I believe it's going to be his first touchdown of the season.
BAT effort coming up here and another one for Christian Kloby. Ravens bring in an 11th guy very late to get up on that line for the blocking. Snap, placement, kick, and point. Time out of the field. Guess let's hang on it right here. I got to ask you a question. You played on point after a few of those units, right? You're on the outside, right? I see, because I'm looking at TZ out there. Zimmerman, he's on the left side. Do those guys ever have to, do they just kind of stand there because it seems like nobody ever challenges them and they never have any contact. They're just like, they're just in case, I think.
Man, the outside is always the worst position.
Really?
Walk with that tight end underneath you, punch down, punch out. I don't know how many hours Coach Pop's worked on. Be sure to punch in, step out, and inevitably, if you're going for a field goal block, they always try to overload that side and you've got a real reach and you get run over. Yeah. You're hoping it's plays like that on the extra point where nobody really challenges you, but the problem becomes on those field goals when everybody's going to block it, they're always coming right off that edge just bearing down on you.
So they're not blocking this thing by, you know, splitting the middle.
Right.
They're blocking it by getting around the outside and, you know, making a diving attempt at the ball or trying to intercept its trajectory.
Exactly. How about that possession right there for the Ravens?
Yeah, how about that? 14 plays, 75 yards, took them 8 minutes. So the Ravens did all the things that we wanted to do. Checked every box, right? Lots of plays, lots of yards, lots of time, and points. Kickoff for Benedictine is going to go out to penalty marker sales, and it will belong to the Spartans at their own 35-yard line. 1:57 to go.
Look at that. 8 minutes exactly. If you could take 8 minutes off the clock with every possession, your opponent would, what, get two possessions, three possessions a half, probably. Six possessions a game, maybe?
Well, you see, here's the problem today for Missouri Baptist. Only eight possessions on the day, only four possessions in the second half. And, what, at intermission, you were trailing 31-7. You had to have all four of your possessions as touchdowns and not give up a single point in the second half.
Tough call. Quarterback is back to throw on first down. Launches one right side. He had a man open and just overthrows him a little bit. It'll go incomplete. He's looking over there for Shane Beckler, the senior from Bartlesville, Illinois.
Yeah, and that was a play where he had his guy open, but, again, a little bit of a breeze behind him and just got a little too much on it, and it'll fall incomplete.
Bring it up now, a second down. Clock stopping at a minute 51 to go. 52-21, Ravens out front.
Talk about Jacob Jones this afternoon, 9 of 16 for a buck 52.
Jones has hit again, hit a third time, and finally goes down. He just kind of kept pulling away and never able to advance the ball. Going to lose about five. It's third and long. How about Christian McAfee out of the field for Benedictine? 6'3" sophomore from Nemaha, Central Kansas. His family here today from Seneca, so cheering him on this afternoon. It's good to see these young guys getting out there, getting a little PT, making that travel team. You might as well get on the field, right?
From Seneca, don't you probably take 36 across?
You take 36 all the way. Heck yeah. Quarterback is back, running for his life, rolls back, looking back, pedals, and finally just throws the thing out of bounds. I got to say, Jacob ran forever.
That's how he was being chased down back there for the Ravens, and that was going to be, go back here, Jaden, no, it will be Colby Sexton, the 6 foot redshirt freshman out of Bishop Kenny in Jacksonville, Florida.
Here comes Jaden George to boot it away. Now, he's going to have this brisk breeze behind him. He'll be standing at his own 15, 16 yard line, and Benedict is return man at the Raven 30. He should get a lot of this. Fourth down. Snap perfect. Kick is away. That's a nice kick. It doesn't turn over, but spirals. And it's going to be fair caught by Joseph at the 23-yard line. Still four. Missouri Baptist gets a three and out on what will be the final possession of the afternoon. Benedictine going to come out. Do you go to the diamond right away, or do you hand it off once or twice?
No, you're going to bring out your entire starting crew because you're going to go.
Not the entire starting crew.
No.
Hang on. Here it comes. They go to the diamond. They'll take a knee. One more snap will do it. I want you to verify this for me because I could be off on that, but
yep, you're right.
I thought it was. Got Mark Harris out there, former MHMA Raven, and he'll take one more snap. The clock will expire, and the final score here this afternoon: the Benedictine Ravens 52, Missouri Baptist 21. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
That concludes the second half of Benedictine football on Hot Country 93.7. Stay tuned for the B&P Propane postgame show.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Back with you, final time for Spartan Stadium here on the Missouri Baptist University campus in St. Louis, Missouri, where we head back home. Benedictine coming away goes with a 52-21 win. And here's the deal. But for the, if you're a worrier, some people just love to have things to worry about. If you're a worrier, for the second week in a row, the Ravens start from behind.
Yeah, they gave up touchdowns on that first possession. Now, today, they gave up the touchdown. They didn't answer back. They had to punt the ball. It was a little slow start, but all of a sudden, then they kind of kicked it into overdrive, and then the Ravens were able to score basically on every possession the rest of the day. They scored on their next 8 possessions. Touchdown, 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 field goal, finish it off with 4 second-half touchdowns. So a great day for this Raven offense. And a day, if I told you that Jackson Dooley went 12 of 29 passing, and I told you that Benedictine only threw for 148 yards today, you would have been a little surprised and maybe a little worried as a Raven fan, but then they were able to run for 316 yards today. Xavier Ugorji with a new career high of 142 rushing yards on 24 attempts. That's right at 6 at a pop. J.J. Jackson, 7 for 88. That's at 13 yards a pop. And Derek Overstreet able to come in, give him a little bit of a pop there at the end. 5 carries, 32 yards, and a touchdown.
Okay, so for the Raven quarterback, would you say, is your analysis that Jackson did not have a good day?
Yeah. I think if you asked him, he probably wouldn't have been thrilled with how he threw the ball today. And some of it was incompletions that the receivers just missed. I think some of it, the wind kind of got there, and maybe just the way that Missouri Baptist approached the game, they were going to not let Benedictine get the big play deep, and so they were giving up the running play, and the Ravens, you know, took full advantage of it. Really, at the end of the day, you're going to look at that offensive line and say, what a job they did today.
Yeah, and here's what I look at. I look at this team, and I look at the depth, and I'm just stunned. You had 9 guys carry the football. You had 9 receivers catch a pass. I mean, who's got that? Who does that?
Not many, because there's not really a drop-off in any of those players. So touchdown receptions today were Cameron Dover. And if I told you that the 2 receiving touchdowns were Cameron Dover and Tyler Watson, those are guys that don't catch a lot of touchdowns. They're guys that usually are out there kind of doing the dirty work.
Well, for Benedictine, big win. It advances their record now to 5-1 of the season. It makes them 1-0 in the South Division of the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
As we go down 70, do we just wait in Fayette for 2 weeks, or do we go home and come back? I'm not really sure yet.
I don't think I have enough to do in Fayette. There's probably nothing to keep you busy. We'll just come back in 2 weeks, because that's our next Benedictine game, as the Ravens are off next Saturday. Of course, we'll have Friday night football, but no Raven, pretty much no team in the conference playing next week. It is the Heart of America Athletic Conference bye week. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon to get the final score from St. Louis, Missouri. It's a Benedictine Ravens 52, Missouri Baptist 21. Till we reach you next time, for Joseph, who's done a fabulous job as always producing and engineering at the Care Radio Sports Studio, Gus Couch with me here, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's coverage of Benedictine College football here on Hot Country 93.7. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown local Napa store. This broadcast has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.